Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-132-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. Stop the rock.
That's right.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Seriously, I could think of about a million places.
Isn't this great?
Oh, no, get them out of here, please.
Now, why are they filing in now?
Come on, boys. Come on.
Guys, stop that.
Oh, F all of you.
We just got to get to know them.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself.
Yep.
A man of faith, a man of hate, and his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
You didn't even see what they brought in today.
No,
what did they bring? A beautiful Iron Eagle with no fetters.
Yeah, that's lovely. Thank you.
No fetters.
Iron
Good
Eagle.
Morning, Mr. and Mrs., and that's the name of that tune, and all the ships at sea. Never mind what you heard Bobby Valentine say. These guys are heterosexual.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Tuesday. May 22nd.
Right.
And here's your phone numbers from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Hi, Leah.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah, what did I
Wednesday.
Say? Oh, it's Wednesday.
It's
That's
Tuesday.
Right. And I said Tuesday because that was like
yes.
somewhere else, too.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man, am I out of
Think
it.
Think for yourself, man.
Yeah, really. I mean, try
Go
to
Go against
get a...
the grain.
I hate to throw blame, but it's one of the things I do best.
Oh, did I do that?
Yes, Buzz gave me a sheet that said
Oh, my
Tuesday.
God.
And you fell for that?
And I parroted what Don said, and so I blame Don.
What would you do without me?
And Leah, finally... A moment of clarity from the left coast.
Phone number 877-365-3636. DC WJFK 202-432-1067. New York. WNEW 877-692-1027. There he is. Right there.
Hi.
As Cher said, if I could turn back time. Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
And of course,
Buzz.
We got a star.
Yeah. You've already heard Leah Remini. Hi, Leah.
Hi, darling.
Hi, baby.
Well, good morning.
Hi, Leah. Let me just say,
I
don't know what to say. I've got a million things that I want to say. My voice. Let me first say my voice.
Yeah, you seem like you're taking a bit of a relapse there.
It's only because I've spent the better part of the last hour in a screaming match.
Oh, you see, you can't scream.
With the management here.
Oh, dear.
Why?
Well, you should get, you know what you should do? You should do what, you know, the great tradition of Irish boxers do.
What?
Don't scream. Hit.
Well,
you know, like sit there like John L. Sullivan, you know?
The guy I want to hit ain't here.
Oh.
Really? So I guess I got to scream at the guy who can then scream at the guy who I want to hit.
Yeah. Things are not going well in your other job, are they?
No, they're not. Rob, you know what I need? Like some Adams Family music, because one thing we got to do is hype up tomorrow.
We got to get our freaks. Today we have to get our freaks. We have to get our people with webbed feet and hands.
Tomorrow on the show, it is the Donna Mike Freak Show, one of our standard What Would You Do shows.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A talent show, if you will. Yes. A carnival sideshow. What would you do? What is your talent?
Mm-hmm. Do you think you ripped out your stitches?
How did God screw you over in the game of life?
Exactly.
Are you a freak?
I can't tell you enough. You know, even if you have to, like, have plastic surgery, I want somebody with webbed feet and webbed toes.
The deal is that on tomorrow's show,
webbed hands.
We're giving away, now listen, and we've upped the ante.
They're creepy and they're kooky.
We're giving away a vacation to Key West, Florida.
I love Key West, even though I've never been.
Courtesy of Corona Light. Relax and enjoy a Corona Light.
I love it when I'm there.
Not only are we giving away a trip to Key West, Florida, we're giving away $1,000 tomorrow.
Sweet.
To the winner of the Donna Mike Freak Show / What Would You Do / Talent Show.
So they get the Key West trip and $1,000?
Yep.
Wow. But that's got to be valued at $1,200. I'm just kidding.
This is not an open door audition, though.
No, you have to get make a reservation. You have to be registered.
You got
to
call the show.
You got to call today. Donna Mike Maitre D.
You got to call today. You got to make your reservation.
Maitre D.
You got to call and make your reservation.
This man over here is offensive.
You'll be judging it, right? You too? How would you feel about Tar and Fettering?
I know that.
I think Tyron Fettering would be a great job. No, not much of a batter.
I know that in previous shows, we've had, as we mentioned yesterday, guys do stuff with their genitals.
Uh-huh.
We've had piercings. We've had tattoos. We've had people eat stuff. We've had people
drink stuff.
We haven't
just had piercings done. We had a very special piercing.
Oh, the man in the boat was pierced.
Yes. Yeah. I've never seen anything quite like that.
The Ford CLI Taurus was pierced.
That was pretty, pretty intense.
I think that was right up there with the tattoo of the greatest linebacker in the history.
Yeah, I love Sam Huff, right?
Yeah, woman had I Love Sam Huff tattooed right above her vagina.
Just awesome. Fascinating.
And that's a tattoo that she has to this day.
Mm-hmm. Aaliyah, do you have any tattoos?
I don't.
Do you have any piercings?
No.
That's good. Really?
Well, you should think about it. I'm kind of boring in that way.
No, that's not boring. That's smart.
I find it freeing. I am tattooed, and I love it.
Really?
Yeah, Donna's tattooed. Now, explain that to me. You say you find it freeing. Do you feel like you're just you're a kid again, or what is it?
Well, since I've been tattooed, I think I've looked at life differently.
Huh. Really?
Yeah. Since I've become tattooed...
Yes.
More and more, I'm finding myself wanting just to say, F it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just, it's that part of me, the good old part of me that used to be there, not being the company guy.
But you know, I know you don't think you have that much of an influence on me because we live such different lives. I like old music. I like living in the past, kind of. You like what's kind of contemporary. You have a successful marriage. I'm on my second failed marriage. You know, but I will tell you that the thing is, when you got your tattoo, because I've always done temporary tattoos. I've always liked the idea of a tattoo. It's just I could never think of what would be so important to me to put it on my arm. And you didn't put the most important thing to you on your arm. You did it as kind of a lark with the Batman logo. And I'm not sure I could do it like important. That in that lighthearted way.
Batman has
now, what
always...
made you? Now, what made you get Batman?
Because I've always loved Batman. Ever since I was a kid, I'm nutty about Batman. Batman, excuse me.
And you're still happy with your tattoo?
I love my tattoo. It is on my right shoulder, and I love it.
Yeah.
Every day, as I look at myself in the mirror and pleasure myself, I look at that tattoo, and that's what I aim
tattoo
for.
Tattoo going up and down.
That's what I aim for.
Bat flapping its wings.
On the mirror. I aim for the tattoo.
Really?
Yes, I do.
It's amazing you can concentrate well with the aiming and all.
But no, I love the tattoo.
I was thinking the only thing that I would get and it's, I don't know how sad it is and how pathetic it is, would be a tattoo of the Boston Red Sox logo. It's sad to say that. No, I don't think I'm an... It's sad for you because you probably aren't a sports fan.
No,
well, but John will tell you that when you root for a team your whole life...
Correct.
And it's your father and your memories and stuff like... Oh, and incidentally, I have great, phenomenal news for Yankee fans.
Oh, Yankees are only one game out of first place.
But I have even better news for Yankee fans. Yankee fans, get ready for the four-game sweep. Because guess who's going to be in Boston this weekend? Guess who's going up to Boston Friday night?
The New York Yankees?
Yeah, well, the Yankees are going to be in town, and guess who's traveling up to Boston to see the family and see a game Friday night and Saturday?
Oh, the good luck charm, Mike O'Meara.
So guaranteed, practically a guaranteed Yankee victory this weekend in Boston, because I will be up there with my brother. And my brother-in-law, already said it to me. He said, well, it doesn't really matter who's going to pitch because you're coming.
Good people in Boston, look skyward to see the black cloud.
we need your calls for the freak show.
We're not looking for tattoos. We're looking for all sorts of oddities.
We need the freaks to check in at 877-365-3636.
Well, you got one?
You got another one, Leif Garrett?
No, I just have never showed you mine tattoo.
What is your tattoo? Well, I mean, I'm not even sure I want to ask because I'd rather see, wouldn't you?
Yes, Lisa's tattoo.
Is she going to show us the tattoo?
I believe she is.
Oh, wow. This is she's taking her pants off.
Drop trowel. Wow.
Fantastic.
Hold on.
She's getting some sort of covering going on here.
Drape herself for the t-shirt.
She's dropping trowel.
But she's covering herself, and she has...
Oh, wow, a little butterfly.
What is that, Leif? Oh, it's a butterfly.
Wow,
that's very nice.
When did you get the butterfly?
When?
Yeah.
When I was 17 or 18.
Really? Tiny little butterfly.
Isn't it liberating?
Very nice.
Yeah.
Does it
yeah.
make you want to tell your boss to F off?
You're wearing underwear, right?
Yeah.
You're wearing underwear?
Yes.
Yeah, well, keep in mind on your
Do
boss.
It, Leif. Do it.
Are you wearing underwear today?
Say it. You want me to say it, Leif? Say it.
She's avoiding the question. Are you wearing underwear?
Yes, I'm wearing underwear.
All right, okay. All right.
However, I just want to say this, that I'm conflicted. Because I have the Batman tattoo, I'm nutty like this. That if I'm wearing, for instance, if I'm wearing some kind of clothes that has a sports logo on it, even if I'm wearing Green Bay Packers socks and long pants,
right.
nobody can see that I have on Packer socks.
Uh-huh. Right.
I could not, for instance, wear a Redskins golf shirt.
Right.
Because nothing to me is worse than seeing some dope ass who's got like a Mets jersey on and a San Francisco Giants hat.
Right.
Right.
So today I'm conflicted because I've got my Batman tattoo, yet I am wearing my Spider-Man shirt.
Yeah, I thought you were going to come across the desk at me when I said, hey, you got the Spider-Man shirt. And I made the kind of a reference that you just got it, and then you were adamant telling me you've had the shirt for 8 years. You know, you're a pack rat. That's a long time to keep a garment of that type.
And this is a Nicole Miller silk shirt. It's a fag shirt that I would never wear.
Psychedelic. You know.
But now it's...
You look like really one of the Schmengi brothers.
That's kind of... Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
If anybody remembers that fabulous Steve Martin, Dan Aykroyd skit, that's wild and crazy guys.
The Fest Drunk Brothers.
The Fest Drunk Brothers.
The Schmengis were SCTV.
Well, the Schmengis were the same thing.
Yeah, right? pretty much.
Same bit.
But I've had this shirt for I don't know how many freaking years. As a matter of fact, I remember where I was when I bought this shirt. We were in Memphis.
Do tell.
We were in... do tell. We were in Memphis for one of our Elvis Death Day shows.
Was that really where you got it?
Yeah.
Where'd you get it? The Peabody Hotel?
Yes.
You paid a fortune for it back then.
I had like $100 for this stupid
Which was unbelievably expensive back 10 years ago.
Still is now.
Speaking of which, Carrie got our reservations for the Graceland tour. We'll be there early on Saturday.
Great. At what time are Frida and I redoing our vows?
You know what? We still have to finalize that. Figure out what time would be good. What time was your original marriage? Be nice if we could pair it that.
We can't do it because it would be the same time as the Tyson, what's his name, fight.
Lewis? Would it be too much to blow off the fight for the marriage, Don?
We got married in the evening. Rob, I would like to get married, I think, renew my vows with my wife at Graceland.
Right. Before or after the tour?
I think you should do it the middle of the day on Saturday after the tour.
Yeah.
Well, but if we did it before the tour could be like a honeymoon.
Yeah, but the tour is early in the morning, you said.
Yeah, we could maybe move it around.
Of course, you're an early riser. How about a sunrise ceremony?
Oh, that
ceremony.
Would be nice.
A sunrise ceremony.
If you could get married at sunrise,
but you
would
want
you
to be up late on Friday night.
Would you? Yeah. You know, let's you and I go to the tour, and then I'll marry my wife.
That'll leave more time for Gary and Frida to shop.
Okay. All right. So plan it like that, please, Rob.
You got it.
Let's go to the. All of this is happening next weekend for my wife's. Birthday.
Very exciting.
We're going to Memphis, courtesy of HBO, and thank you to HBO for sending us down to watch the Mike Tyson fight. Now, listen, we need you freaks.
Yeah, freaks. So this time we need
show.
Pre-registering. If you want to participate in tomorrow's show, you have to call today.
I see that all of the lines are lit up, but I think that these are just people who just want to chat.
Right.
But I don't necessarily think that we have any freaks on the line.
You never know.
Any maggots on the line.
Maggots, we have so many maggots. We have maggots.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Angie.
Hi. Yes, hi. Angie.
Angie.
I was just going to tell Don that, I mean, there's nothing major against tattoos, but I think the reason you feel free is because the ink from the tattoo is getting into your blood.
Honey, do you have any tattoos, Angie?
I have no tattoos. But you know what?
Honey, I was being facetious.
I'm sorry. My son was a big Batman fan, and I did shave the Batman emblem in the back of his head. When he was little, but I mean, hair grows out. This is something you have to keep for life.
You know there's something, Angie? Angie?
Yes.
Angie, let me tell you something. What? When I made that comment about feeling freer, I had the tattoo 2 months ago. Angie, I was kidding.
Please listen to this song.
Angie. Angie, it was my ill-fated attempt to make a joke. Angie.
Listen to these songs.
Angie.
You.
Angie. Okay, Angie?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, baby.
Have a good
time. Bye-bye.
You know, there are a lot of songs about people, but, you know, with the name Angie and that song, I don't think there's a better song about a girl than that particular song.
Angie, unless we get the theme to the TV show, Angie.
Give me a minute.
I know, is that what you're going for?
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Now you're going to make it. You're going to make Special Moment horrible.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hi. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Don Mike?
Yeah, hi.
You guys rock. That's for Tim.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, Leah, don't listen to all these people saying that you ain't doing a good job. You rock, too.
You rock, thank too, Leah.
You rock, Leah.
I rock.
Leah rock.
Thank you.
Rock. Let's
hey, I got a bunch of balls about something a minute.
Oh, we love ball busters. What would you love to bust our balls about?
How come nobody from Wisconsin ever wins any contests?
Well, because they're too busy eating cheese.
It's a conspiracy, sir. It's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
That what we do every day. We have one job on the show. Here's the job. We're on in three cities in Milwaukee. We're on in Green Bay, in Milwaukee, and Madison. And what we tell our phone people is, the one job every day, make sure no one from Wisconsin ever wins a prize.
You'd be amazed, sir. You can go into our producer's room, and there is, in big block letters above the phones, no Milwaukee winners with exclamation points afterwards.
No Wisconsin winners.
No Wisconsin winners. That's right. Are you calling from Milwaukee?
Hello?
He's gone. Oh, I guess he was very upset.
You angered him.
Well, so they told me no winners from Wisconsin then.
But we do have the theme from TV's Angie. Donna Pascal.
Wow. Oh, man, what a sexy mouth.
The pig. Angie.
And isn't this one of those where she sang the theme herself?
No, it's Maureen McGovern.
Oh, it's Maureen McGovern?
No. Maureen McGovern, who was a praying mantis before Celine Dion was a praying mantis.
Doesn't this have one of those high notes in it, Rob? Like at the end? And that's Angie. That's Angie kicking in her own notes.
And remember who played the mom?
Doris Roberts.
Right.
Man, what a theme. Yeah.
Let it conquer, let it find, let it see, let it be. Angie, brought to you by Tide.
MJ. MJ.
When you play Maureen.
Okay, so so we need freaks to call the show tomorrow for the $1,000 and for the trip to Key West. And Mike wants someone with webbed feet.
Yeah, I want webbed feet, and I'm going to get a Boston Red Sox tattoo this weekend.
Now, let's see. The idiot magician.
David Blaine.
Yeah,
those capsules.
this is Blaine's capsules.
There you go.
That idiot David Blaine is. I guess what he's doing is he's standing on a piece of wood
on a pole
in New York, mm-hmm. and we are sending right now some of our New York Goomba producers down there with a bullhorn
to heckle him.
Where they're going to be yelling stuff at him with a bullhorn.
Johnny's going down.
We're sending Johnny Constantino.
Johnny Constantino, he be heckling the David Blaine standing on top of the big tall pole.
Some of the things that come on, do a trick.
Yeah,
do a trick. You want to see my pants disappear? We're gonna yell, David Copperfield rules. Going to ask,
Where's
Claudia Schiffer?
Oh, that is. Now, what is he on TV tonight? Is it tonight?
Yes. This is an all-day hype.
Uh-huh. Oh, you know what I can't stand about that guy, David Blaine, is the way he has the dead eyes.
That's his gimmick.
And it's like, hey, look what I'm doing here.
When he was asked, why are you doing this? He goes, I have to.
Yeah, there is nobody that takes himself more seriously.
He's there. He's there right now, and Lisa is feeding him some of the lines that we've written.
Fantastic.
We will talk to John in just a moment, live from
David Blaine.
Where he'll be heckling David Blaine. And again, this is one of those things that's not really a trick.
Has the masked magician on Fox ever demonstrated how he does the levitation thing, though?
No, but you can find it online. What it is basically...
How does he do it?
It sounds stupid, but I think there's a lot of camera trickery. He has, like, plexiglass things that fall out of his pants. It's, like, clear. Well, it's basically standing on a platform, a hidden platform.
Oh, my God!
When I saw it, it flipped me out.
Because that, of all the things he has ever done, and he does it on his little specials where he goes out to...
Street magicians!
Street idiots.
Yeah.
Well, street magicians, because he finds, like, homeless people that are going, oh my God!
Yeah.
I mean, they're seeing things anyway.
I think you can do a search on levitation. You can find out how to do it online.
Oh, that is very cool.
Well, like most magician's tricks, and you know that I was a teenage magician, George Adal's Magic Shop. I was on the Captain 20 show, Mike. When I had the racing gerbils.
That'll be the title of your book, won't it? I was a teenage magician.
I was a teenage musician who...
That was when you went into the back room with Al at the magic shop, right? And he would show you his tricks. He would make the rabbit come out of his pants.
No matter who I was involved with as a youngster growing up...
I make it sorted.
Whoever mentored me... And
well, there are only two that I know, Al at Al's Magic Shop
and Harv Moore.
Harv Moore, the boy next door. Yes, sir. Harv Moore. Well, something flimsy goes. Little Don Geronimo's coming down on his orange crate, Schwinn orange crate bicycle right now. Hey, look who's on the back of that. It's Al from Al's Magic Shop. And he doesn't appear to be wearing any pants at all.
It always turns out that I'm the young boy and Harv Moore are Al's from Al's Magic Shop.
I just think because...
He's the priest.
I thought you were, in a lot of situations with adults as a child, where you had grown men who ran businesses that basically seduced you.
I worked at Al's Magic Shop. The point is, you would be amazed at how easy and simple...
You grew up at Al's Magic.
Yeah, these tricks are.
Became a man.
Walked in a boy, walked out a man.
Was Al from New York? Was he, or was he a
Al
native?
Al Cohen? No, he's native from
Al
D.C.
Cohen?
Yeah.
I just picture him with like a New York accent.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And yes, Rob, yes. Of course he was a Jew.
Yes.
He's a merchant.
You don't have to...
Rob.
He's a merchant.
Rob yells, he's a merchant.
He's a merchant.
Don!
Hello?
Don, I need you to help me with these stock boxes back here.
Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello. Don and Mike?
Yes, honey. Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
I was calling about tattoos.
Well, now, hold on. Before we get off on a tangent with tattoos, are you a freak?
No, not
yet. Today we have to be taskmasters because we need freaks to call.
For tomorrow's big freak slash what would you do slash talent show to win the trip to Florida and to win $1,000. So much as I am sure that your tattoo story would be an immediate ratings grabber, I'm going to have to pass on it.
Don, there's my top hat.
Thank you, though.
My name is Al Cohn.
Now,
Don, there's the tricks that I left. There are a bunch of chicks come down to the basement. We've just gotten a shipment of magic balls. I'm Al Cohn of Al's Magic Shop. Boy, Don.
Listen, I was lucky enough.
You're a good boy.
Well, I was lucky enough when I was a kid.
You're a good boy.
That there was a guy, Harv Moore at WPGC. And
I'm all the boy next door.
Mike is right. I would ride my bicycle to this radio station on Saturday morning.
20 minutes before the Harv Moore Saturday shift is over, Donnie G's coming down. We're going to the park.
And he was nice enough to let me, like, intern on his show.
We're going to go down by the pond
and
feed the ducks.
And then for a while, my friend Flame Donnelly and I, we were magicians, and we actually performed on the Captain 20 show.
Now, boys, here's the deal. I'm Al Cohn. I can get you on the Captain 20 show, but I'd like you to come to the storage room for just 20 minutes.
You remember, and this also sounds gay.
Oh, that's good.
When my friend Flame and I, oh, and all the guys from the gang are coming down Friday.
Fantastic. If you come to the storage room, I will give you free magic tricks.
When we were on the Captain 20 show, Flame Donnelly and myself doing our magic act.
Now, Captain 20, I hate to, I know it's just a recurring theme, but Captain 20, correct me if I'm wrong, he had gerbil races on his show, correct? He kept a supply of gerbils.
That's another gay thing. What they had were these big, long, you know, like in the Pinewood Derby?
Right.
You know those big, long metal, or rather made of wood, those long...
tracks.
A shaft?
A shaft, a long, solid shaft.
What they would do is, you would get a kid on the telephone, Captain 20 would pull his name out of the giant plastic Captain 20 thing.
It's not the only thing he pulled out.
And they would say, hey, we have Mike Elston from Fairfax on the phone. Which gerbil, I believe they called them hamsters back in the day.
Oh, they were hamsters?
Which hamster...
All the better.
...do you think is going to win the race? Would it be the Munsters?
Uh-huh.
Batman? Or Leave It to Beaver.
I'm tying the string around this hamster's head right now.
No such action.
And we're going to give it a little taste of white powder before we send it on its adventure.
And then the kid would say, Leave It to Beaver. And what they would do is they would open up the doors, and many times the hilarity would ensue when none of the hamsters would actually run down the little Hot Wheels tracks.
But nobody ever knew where the hamsters went when the show was off the air. Where they went was into Captain 20.
All I know is that if you picked the right hamster, you won a cool-ass bicycle with a big banana seat and the high-rise handbars.
This hamster smells funny.
And one day we were actually on this Captain 20 show doing our magic act.
So basically, the only men that I've ever talked about your relationship with would be Captain 20.
Harv
Moore and this Al Cohn I've never really explored. You
from
know?
Al's Magic Show.
Don, I need more wands.
Hello. Don and Mike. Oh, we got our first freak.
Okay.
Hello. Nate.
Hello.
Nate, my friend, are you a freak?
For the most part, I can pretty much do anything I want with my shoulders.
You can do, what do you mean, are you double jointed?
Yes, sir.
Nate, what's going on there? What are you doing? You sound like you're a million miles away.
I'm in a 95 truck stop.
Route 95 truck stop.
Yeah.
Right. And what is it that you can do? What is your freak talent?
I can take my arms, hold them together, and go around my whole body without them not touching.
I love that.
Yeah,
love
okay.
That's the grossest thing in the world.
You're in, Nate.
Hold on, Nate.
All right.
We'll give you some information. Hold on. See you tomorrow. Put him down as the first contestant.
I'm in the top stop.
For tomorrow's freak show.
Make my arm go around my body.
That's good.
Make his shoulders touch like Larry King.
That is that's a good start.
Not very
vigorous.
Vigorous.
Wasn't very vigorous.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
What's going on, player haters?
Pardon me?
What's happening, player haters?
Hey, I'm a player hater today. Watch
I mean, Dan, the man is trying to do something y'all already hating on him. God.
Who's that? Cool. You talking about the fag magician?
Yeah, you boys, you just cannot stop hating on people, man. What's up with that?
Hey, you know, you got a point there. I
hated on my man, MC Hammer. Now you're hating on the dude standing on a wire.
Boy, I tell you, you know, you're
what
absolutely
What is wrong
right.
with y'all?
You're
man.
Right. You're right. I hope someday we can come around.
You set up the hammer alarm. All right, get out of here.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, well, yeah, D.A.
Hey, listen, man. The other day I was driving in my car, right?
Right.
And I heard you guys rewind that call I made to y'all about MC Hammer, man. I was like, man, I'm a celebrity, man.
You're a celebrity, sir.
You're a star.
You're 15 minutes. Now you got another 15 minutes today.
All right. Good fun.
Goodbye.
Jesus Christ. Whatever. Okay. John is ready. John is ready to yell at David Blaine. I think we should probably do a break. Do a break first.
Yeah.
We do need more freaks.
Oh yeah.
We definitely need more.
Or
freaks.
Or someone who knows a freak, maybe.
Yeah. Somebody who could maybe cajole a freak to come
yes,
down.
Yes. Into coming.
This always starts like this. It always starts with.
I'm already. I'm stealing myself for the disappointment that we're not going to have anybody with webbed hands and webbed feet.
Mike really wants that.
I really want
don't
this.
Don't give thing. Up, Mike.
All right,
don't
I won't.
Give up on that dream. I won't let you, Mike.
I'm going to promise you a web-footed boy, Mike.
Really?
A web-footed boy.
A web-footed boy.
A web-footed boy.
A web-footed boy.
Hey, Don, we need
do
a web-footed boy.
Do you have a preference?
I'm going to get you a nice web-footed boy for the show
web-footed
tomorrow.
Web-footed boy.
Boy.
Oh, God.
Come here, boy.
Boy. Boy.
Boy.
Come here, web boy.
Web boy.
We'll web boy.
We'll get us a web boy down here for you tomorrow for the freak show. So, listen, we're going to pretty much ignore the telephones until we get a nice, nice variety.
A cross-section of freaks.
Of freaks.
Of boys.
And again, you don't have to just be freaks.
No.
You can have talent.
Just have Leaf answer the phones and screen the freaks.
And Leah, it's Leif, not Leaf.
Is it Leif Garrett?
I feel uncomfortable saying Leif. It doesn't seem right.
But you play the game of life, and it is Leif Garrett.
Leif.
Okay.
I'll Leif. Remember that. Leif. Like a teacher once said to me, remember, there are two S's in dessert because you always want seconds.
Hey, that's very clever.
There's only one S in the desert.
Oh, my God.
And remember, ASS, what's that?
You can't spell smartass without ASS.
That's
right. So let me tell you why I hate this place.
You're going to dive into that? You know, you got
I think
time?
I think we need to hear your happy song, Don.
The happy
Don's
song.
Don's not happy.
The happy song is in my car.
Oh,
I just want to tell you, I hate this place.
I hate this place. I've been here 7 years.
Nothing works here.
That's the management team. There they are coming down the hallway.
I just had it out with them today.
Yeah.
Over a variety of issues that really have nothing to do with this radio show.
This radio show is an island unto itself.
Yeah. You know, the program director of WJFK.
Here we go.
Although, I'm not anymore because I quit today.
Oh.
I quit that job.
You did not quit.
I did. Now, I didn't quit doing my radio show.
No, of course.
But you quit?
I quit being the program director.
Because
frankly, they've got so many douchebags in this company who think they know better than at this point, after a year of being program director and having the ratings for the station go up, 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 and having the revenue go up, 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 they still keep coming to me with this crap.
They still keep keeping you down.
Yeah, you know, putting their foot in my throat, and finally just, you know, an F you. And I'm tired of being a goddamn WJFK team player. Because all I've done for the last year is work my ass off as the program director of this radio station.
But have you been a team player, Don?
Yes, you have.
Leah, in more ways, darling, than you will ever know.
No, I'm just asking. I don't want to fight with you.
And I'm not fighting. I'm telling you, in more ways than you could ever dream of.
And they haven't even paid you for that job, which they are supposed to.
No, I mean, they were,
you basically have two jobs. You host this show, and you also have the program director job, and they haven't paid you for the other job.
Yeah, they owe me money. Mm-hmm. And they've never paid me.
and we've had ongoing discussions.
Maybe you should call Johnny Moonves.
There is a...
that's a thought. It's a good
there's
idea.
There's another show on the station, the Sports Junkies, exactly. Some guys that I'm very fond of.
Right.
And about a year ago, when I took this job over as program director, one of the jobs was to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
And... and, you know, I'm not claiming any big responsibility. They do the show, but I am very proud that since I became associated with their show,
right,
the numbers have gone through the roof because, they, you know, I just said, you know, think about doing this a little more and this right. a little less and this a little more and this a little less. And the numbers have gone through the roof.
Right.
And you know, there's a ticker tape parade for those guys, which they deserve because they got the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sitting back here going...
Hello.
Hey, you know, hello.
Show me the Quan.
You know, you, first of all, you ain't paying me. You know, you owe me money.
Throw and, love my way.
And the ratings come out, and nobody, everybody gets a big thank you, except for me, because I'm just the schmuck that they know will do the job. And then, goddamn it, they have these managers' meetings, and I'm just conveniently left out. Of the managers' meetings and all the other program directors go, and I know the reason I'm left out. The reason I'm left out is Jeremy Coleman, that little weasel who is the program director of WNEW, who is the supposed consultant of WJFK
and lifelong Dynamite enemy.
Yeah, and what he does is he represents WJFK radio at these managers' meetings. He says to the people, well, now, why do you need the program director of WJFK when I, the consultant from WJFK, can show up?
Do they still go to a like a fancy location for those meetings?
Oh, no, it was in New York this year.
Oh, they don't. Yeah, right. Right. Oh, they had it up in New York.
Yeah, it was cost-cutting this year. No trip to Hawaii. So it's there's been a slow burn with a lot of things on this station. Like, where... I want to do something on the station, a small little thing, and they'll say to me, why do you want to do it? And I explain it to them, and it's like, I got to jump through friggin' hoops. And the station's ratings have never been better. We brought all these new shows on. We've redone the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a seamless transition. The station is performing fantastically well. They don't pay me dick. They don't say thank you. And the final straw... was the reverb.
Nah,
that
this was your baby.
The one change that I made to the sound of radio station WJFK was to put reverb, which is a little echo. And I mean, there's not enough echo on this radio station that unless you get in your car and you turn the knob all the way up, you will hear it.
Right.
It is.
Why do you need that?
It is small and it is subliminal. I'll tell you why you need it.
Okay.
You need it to give your station a distinct sound. So that when, because we're a talk station. So when people hit button 106.7,
they'll have a different, it's a way of separating yourself from the pack.
Also, our signal sucks. And it's a way of giving the station a broader, as I like to call it, Phil Spector wall of sound.
Yeah, a fuller sound.
And
it's neat. It sounds fun. It sounds different.
And when we first put it on the air, G. Gordon Liddy bitched about it. And they were willing at that point to turn it off for 4 hours during the day,
mm-hmm.
because G. Gordon Liddy didn't like it, because his listeners didn't like it, because some dumbass called the old man and said, you know, it sounded like you're broadcasting.
Yeah, probably interfere with that plate in his head.
It broadcasting from the bottom of a garbage can. Well, the point is that the reverb has been on the station now for over a year, and it's a non-issue. If you turn on WJFK, it's there, and you don't even think about it.
And Jeremy never liked it, right?
And Jeremy has hated it from day one. And I found out that on Monday...
Well, it should be a simple thing. Whose station is performing better?
Well, this station is performing better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, and also I found out that Jeremy still gets bonused on the ratings performance of WJFK.
Terrific.
So I ain't making... They owe me money that they've not paid me for being the program director. But that dick is actually getting money.
Mm-hmm.
For how good this station is doing, the station that he has nothing to do with. So, I come in today, and I'm going through this myriad of lists about why I'm upset with the program director part of the job, and I say, and oh yeah, and you know, I noticed, is something wrong with the reverb unit? I said, oh no, they had it turned off on Monday. Now, no one bothered to ask my input.
Right.
Or to tell me that they were doing it. They just did it.
Mm.
They just did it. And they is Jeremy Coleman. So now I quit. I quit as program director. I'm going to start saying all the bad stuff that happens inside this station every day on the show. I'm going to go back to being the way that I used to be before I was the program director. And furthermore, we're going to run Reverb on this show every day on WJFK from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can turn it on at 11, and you can turn it off at 3 o'clock.
Now, is it on now?
It's on right now. You bet your ass it's on.
I'm surprised you can't...
I can't hear the I don't know the difference.
I think you just have to listen carefully, carefully, carefully.
Okay.
Well, no, see, it's not even... You know what, Leah? To the lay ear...
You wouldn't even notice it.
Yes.
You don't even notice it.
It's just... It's dumbass radio guys, guys like Jeremy Coleman, who could not program his way out of a paper friggin' bag. The little prick, this station was such a freaking mess when I took it over. You would not believe it. The station was disorganized. The station had no morale. The station had, the way that it was run behind the scenes was re-friggin' ridiculous. As soon as he leaves, we get all that stuff straightened out. We get the all of the business side worked out.
Mm-hmm.
All of the stuff on the air worked out. We get the fag sounding announcer off the air. We get a real guy with a big voice on the air to be the new station voice.
Right.
And the only thing that he hasn't liked the whole time
is his little power play.
Is the reverb.
And don't think he's not. You know, he has this mellow little demeanor, but he likes the power play.
So yeah.
He's got his own way of doing it. But to make no mistake, he will challenge. He will stay. If there's something he wants, he's like a spoiled child. And he will get it.
It's not like CBS FM Reverb, and it's not like WABC or WLS Reverb.
No.
It's small.
Subtle.
It's tiny. You can hardly hear
it. But you know what, Don? That doesn't really even matter.
It does, Leah.
When somebody... No. I'm saying if they like the reverb or not, because overall, you look at someone's statistics and you go, they're great, or my employee statistics are going up, or they made this much money for the company this week, or whatever. And you overlook little petty things like that, and you allow people to be who they are.
Not Jeremy.
And for them to, right, but for them to penalize you for and your show for turning things around the way you have, you did the right thing,
so
in my opinion. And
quit.
Let them come crawling back to you,
no,
fine. They'll come back.
Trust me, they won't come back because this is what Jeremy has wanted.
Yeah, he wants you out.
Since I was program director, he did day one.
He wasn't for the decision to start with. I mean,
isn't there somebody bigger than Jeremy?
Damn right there is.
Well, yeah, Stuart
exactly.
Little.
Stuart
Little.
No. But when things turn around, when they will see a decline.
No, they will. They and you know what? I don't know if they're going to see a decline because, frankly,
of course they will.
Well, right now the station is set up pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It's more an insult to you. It's going behind your back, and they're basically flipping you off after you've done the work here, and you've done the work without bitching about getting paid. You did it because you wanted to do it, and you were into it, and it sucks. I mean, it's more evidence of the way we have been handled at this place, and it's very frustrating. It is very, very frustrating.
And they don't buy you fruit or have coffee.
That's right. Let me tell you, if you want to use that analogy, Leah, I will tell you that we haven't had fruit purchased for us for many, many months.
Never have we.
I mean, really,
that's weird.
We bitch so much and we complain so much that I really think that they just have an attitude here that no matter what they do, that we are going to be, complaining and bitching. But
is
the
that
fact
true?
Of the matter, well, no, the fact is that's the act. That's the show.
And you know what? For the benefit of our listeners, we've really tried to cut back on the whining and complaining.
Sure.
Because we realize how tedious it sounds.
It does. And you know what? And it's not like we're going to completely go over the top with that again. But the attitude behind the scenes here with management, in my opinion, for years and years and years, they have just chosen to ignore the rating success of this show. The bottom line, as you were talking about, Leah, with statistics and overall, and they've just chosen to look the other way and take it for granted, and then nickel and dime us on everything they possibly can, and who knows?
I mean, all I know is with being the program director, I worked my ass off. Really,
really work my ass
off. Yeah, you know, you talk about how you love it and how you have a passion for radio, but the bottom line is, and it's very similar to when you were doing the football show, you love it, it's passionate, you enjoy it, you love your work, but the fact is, it's work. Right. It is not play. It is work, and it is what you do. It is your passion in life, but the fact is, it's still the hours
long
and the
hours.
Time. I mean, really, long hours. I mean, I come in here, I do this radio show. You love what you do. Radio is your life.
I love it.
We've always said...
I love being here all day and all night.
You dig it, but it's still... You know, you don't love it every time when you have to be here all day and all night. When you're dealing with, like, 8 meetings a day and you have to do that, that's work. But they don't give a rat's ass about that.
You know, they don't pay me. You know, I'd like my money, please.
Yeah.
I'd like my money, please.
But not to mention, more than the money, I'm hearing that you guys get really no validation.
None.
That you do.
For our show, they will tell us for our show, here, and we've heard this before, and we're fine with this, your validation is your paycheck.
That's what they say.
And, you know,
okay,
for that...
No.
And for that, we're agreed with. We're fine.
No, that's not... No,
Leah, you know what?
That,
we don't
equal...
listen, honey. We don't need our asses kissed by management.
No, but I know what she's saying. I agree with her. Yeah. I mean, I will tell you that that's right. That they will tell us that the validation is the paycheck, but the fact
is that's not true because you're giving a show and they're giving you a paycheck. That now you're on equal ground already. The paycheck is not something that they're giving you.
I just
like trying to sell a house with the indoor plumbing, but you get that too. You get the bathroom. It comes with the job, babe. The paycheck comes with the job.
You're right.
Ain't given me nothing I already didn't have coming my way.
I just want to stop this now because this is on my part, I believe, is becoming diva-ish. This is not an issue about...
Yeah, you're not becoming diva-ish because we're talking about it.
This is not an issue, though, about our show. This is just me saying to Ken, to Jeremy, F you, I quit being the program director of WJFK. I quit being a team player. Because I got what I wanted out of it. At my next job, I will be able to say, look, I was the program director at WJFK from this time to this time.
Right.
I implemented these changes, and the station's ratings and revenue went in this direction.
Amen.
That's all I really wanted out of it. Was something I could put on my resume for my next job.
Right.
And now I've got
it. You got it.
Thank you. I got it. And I quit.
And you know what? I just want to mention one other thing.
I don't quit doing the radio show.
No, but let me tell you, there were formatics put in place here. We're not talking about just a reverb, okay? I want to make sure people understand. When you're talking about the way the station was positioned, and that was, I thought, as an observer, and, you know, I was a program director, and I have some knowledge as far as programming goes, because we've both been in radio a very long time. And one of the things you did was the way you laid out the station promotionally and positioned it in such a way where all the... And I don't want to get too technical here, but the elements as far as when you hear the station identified, you did that. You did it, and that's, I think, one of the reasons why this station got more successful was that. Do they care about that? No.
No.
The guy that was on the job before you, the guy with the thrift shop oversized sport coat.
The station would go 8 minutes.
He would program this station like an Andy Warhol painting.
It would be, the station would go for hours, literally hours, without being identified.
Yeah.
And one of the small...
But you certainly hear www. And all this weird, eclectic crap, which I'm sure translates, fine into some of the bars in the village. But the bottom line is, it's not real popular when it's on a radio show.
And what I did was just simplify it, meaning that when you go to commercial, after you hear the lady do the traffic report, this is the first thing you hear.
AFK.
And then when she's done with the traffic, this is what you hear.
WJFK.
And then when we're coming back from a commercial, this is what you hear.
WJFK.
And when we are going into a commercial, this is what you hear.
106.7 WJFK.
And when you come out of a commercial, this is what you hear.
Washington Superstation, 106.7 WJFK.
I mean, listen, I'm not here saying I'm reinventing the wheel.
No, but you went back to some basic formatic ideas because you have to keep it simple because people, the way, you know, I can't explain this.
Yeah.
I can't explain the way we get ratings. But let me suffice to say, you have to make it very clear and very simple as to what people are listening to or it's going to get botched up. And when you try to make it too confusing and too esoteric, like it was before. I mean, it was so esoteric, I didn't know the radio station.
You would hear stuff coming out of the left channel, stuff coming out of the right channel. You would hear stuff from, like, 1950s movies. And
yeah, it wasn't a radio station. It was an art project.
And somewhere in the middle of it, you would hear, WJFK.
Well, you know what? Out in the majority of Radio Land, what people are hearing, they're like, well, I like that the people on that station. What was that station?
Yeah, you know,
exactly. That's really how people, I listen to radio like that. I want to know what it is.
You know, the other genius move that I made, this was stroke of brilliance. I said, how about we just pound the lineup?
Right.
We just pound the lineup. We don't try to pretend that we're MTV. And here's the result. Listen to this.
Howard Stern, Don and Mike, Opie and Anthony, the Sports Junkies, and the Washington Redskins, 106.7 WJFK.
Keep it simple. Yep. Stupid.
That's it. And you know what? It's paid off.
Mm-hmm.
It's paid off because the ratings are better, the demos are better,
mm-hmm.
We've moved all these shows around, and they never have said once, they've never even come up to me and say, hey, good job.
You know, because you are labeled by everybody here as the loose cannon, the hothead. And so nobody's ever going to, you know, just take that aside and say, hey, but what about this?
They tell me in private, they'll go, wow, you know that meeting that you had, like a meeting that I have to go to with all the other stupid Infinity program directors?
Right.
They'll say to me afterwards, Ken will say, oh, you know what? Dan was really impressed at how bright you are. Dan really thinks you could program a radio station.
Right.
You know, hey, listen, you stupid ass.
Hello.
I am programming a radio station, but not anymore.
You know, I heard you in that meeting. You were very well spoken.
Yeah.
Terrific job.
I'd like to say, never want to hear somebody with surprise that
they yeah, as dumb as we thought
that you are talented or bright.
Well, the fact is, what you programmed WAVA.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's been done before.
I've done it before. So, you know, F them. And the reverb, I'm going to make an issue about that. It gives this station a distinctive sound.
Yeah, it separated us.
And since we've had the reverb on, the ratings have been better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not an overbearing oldies radio type reverb. And if you guys want to take it off, you can take it off 20 hours a day. But not the 4 hours a day that this show is on.
Unbelievable.
Because I'm going to be as big a prick about it as G. Gordon Liddy was. When G. Gordon Liddy was over, well, I'm not going to do my show if they have the reverb on. And they actually came to me at that point when I was the program director. We still worked here. And they said, would you consider turning off the reverb?
Well, you know why he didn't like the reverb.
4 hours a day.
You know why he didn't like it?
Yeah.
Let me show you what sounds really bad with reverb. This sound. That's the sound of a man going through a newspaper. Just what he did every effing day.
So anyway, that's it. Done with tirade.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, and I think they're making a mistake.
I'm still here doing the show.
I've been mad at these people for a long time.
Continue doing the show.
Nation's lost.
But I ain't going to be the program director anymore. I don't want my name on this.
Company's lost.
No. Hold on, I got a freak here, though. Chris.
Good. Yeah.
Hey, Chris, for tomorrow's freak show, what can you do?
I can hammer a nail into my head.
Hammer a nail into your head?
You guys have seen this before, actually. I hammer it right into my nose. I use the base of my shoe. It's a big deck-sized nail.
Fantastic.
And you've set off the hammer alarm.
Hammer? I thought we were going to play that anymore.
Hold on a second. You're in. Hold on a second.
All right.
Hold on. Mike, I'm sure this is a goof. But it says webbed feet.
Oh. All right. Hello.
Hello.
Do not toy with me. Let me tell you right now. Do not toy with my emotions.
I'm dead serious.
I am fragile. What is webbed on you?
My mother has them too, sir.
What do you have? What is webbed?
My feet are.
Oh, my God.
We must have you here tomorrow.
What's that?
Hold on.
Mike.
Yeah. Hold
your
on,
dream
please.
Has come true, darling.
Yeah.
I told you not to give up on
hold
that
on.
Rainbow.
Mike, hold on. The guy's calling from Philly, though.
Oh, no.
What's wrong with Philly?
Are you going to drive down from Philly?
Absolutely.
Are you? You promise me?
Absolutely.
Oh, fantastic! I will. I tell you, you drive down from Philly. I will personally hand you $50 just for participating in the contest.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
There you go.
Hello.
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yeah, Edith.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi.
I have something that may qualify for the freak show, but it may not.
All right. What is it?
Okay. I work in a job where I deal with crack houses in a particular city.
Yes.
And we work up these crack houses, and sometimes you find
find crackheads in there, just various stuff.
Yeah.
The last time I bricked up one of these crack houses, I found a videotape on the ground. I brought it back to my office a couple of days later, watched this, and it's a porn with crackheads in a group gangbang. Top quality video.
Bring it down.
Bring it down.
That counts.
Wow. Yeah, that counts.
Bring it down. That qualifies.
You bet your ass.
See, now we're getting somewhere with the freak show.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to say that you're not a good program director.
Yes.
But if you are such a great program director, why have you guys been, crapping on Ron and Fez basically forever?
How do we crap on Ron and Fez? Yeah.
You give them no promotion. They're one of the best shows you guys have. They're definitely better than the sports junkies.
Hold on. We give them no promotion? Wait a minute.
Hold on. You give them promotion once in a while, but you don't put them in your main lineup.
106.7 WJFK.
Now, I don't know if you heard that because you were running your stupid mouth. I have plenty of Ron and Fez promos, and the reason that Ron and Fez are not included in the daily lineup is that their show airs at 11 o'clock at night. The ratings stop at midnight. But I do have...
And really, if you think we've crapped on Ron and Fez, nothing could be further from the truth. We like Ron and Fez, and we always have on this show.
And listen to this again now, because these promos play all day.
The Ron and Fez Show, tonight at 11 on 106.7 WJFK.
Or perhaps you've missed this.
The Ron and Fez Show, Monday night at 11 on 106.7 WJFK.
Or perhaps you've missed this, which runs every hour during the Sports Junkie Show.
Running Fez are next after the Junkies on 106.7 WJFK.
Or perhaps you've missed this on the weekend when I rerun their show.
This is the weekend replay. Running Fez on 106.7 WJFK.
Or perhaps you've missed this when I also rerun their show on Sunday.
Washington's 106.7 WJFK. Here starts the Ron and Fez replay.
Or perhaps you've missed a promo that runs in a regular rotation with all of the other promos for all of the other shows on the radio station, which means it runs approximately every 3.5 hours. Maybe you've missed this.
WJFK's Ron and Fez.
Carl, you're on Ron and Fez.
Yeah, I'm the guy that caught Sweet Melissa's panties.
Oh, congratulations. How many times have you b***ed on them?
They're hanging up at work right now. Stiff as a board.
Oh.
Nice.
Carl, you bastard.
Nice.
That is so sick, and I know it's true.
The Ron and Fez Show, tonight at 11 on 106.7 WJFK.
And there is a new promo for that show every day. That runs every 3.5 hours on this station.
If they're so worthy of your promos, why can't you guys put them in the main lineup, the one that you play more than anything?
Wait, you're talking about something that is out of the realm of control here as far as putting them in the regular lineup. Those are the decisions we're not allowed to make.
The regular lineup ends at midnight.
I think this gentleman is being unfair to you because you're not perfect. There's many other shows on this radio station. You could only do so much.
We promote.
I think he is being unfair, and I don't think you should justify your job.
We promote 6 a.m. to midnight, and I promote Ron and Fez's show as much as anybody.
I don't think you should talk to.
Okay.
Hi, Leah.
Thank you. Goodbye.
I think you're being very mean.
All right. Goodbye. Thank you, Leah. We got a break. Well, we do have some
not
good...
you, Don.
We do. Thank you, Leah. We do have some good... We got some good freaks.
And I'm setting myself up for a disappointment. If that guy doesn't come down from Philly tomorrow with the webbed feet, I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry like an infant.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Please now join us. Be the 100th caller and win 30. What was it yesterday?
It's 20 grand.
It's 20 grand.
$20,000.
$20,000 with a celebrity burp. Be the 100th caller. And we will... and thanks for your indulgence. Thanks for listening to Be Quit as
thanks
program
for sure.
director. Thank you.
You're welcome.
When we come back, we'll hear Johnny yelling at magician David Blaine.
Johnny Constantino!
Hey. But now you be the 100th caller. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, man, why are you always talking about your wife? Who cares if you beat your wife? Everybody beats your wife.
Hey, man, we had an agreement. 9 songs an hour, not 7, not 8, 9. You keep up this yap crap, and you'll be back in Chicago driving that trash truck with your Earth Dog brother. Hey, guys, show a little respect for women. We want women to listen to this station, so cut the locker room talk. When you turn the mic on, think of that ideal Washington woman. You know, intelligent, upscale, like Madonna, you know? I told you guys, don't overload your listeners. 1 bit per break. Don't cram all that junk together. Use your head.
The Don and Mike Show.
God created them because he was disappointed in monkeys. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Okay. I just got a follow-up.
Always an adventure.
I just got a follow-up to let you know how effed up this station is. So on Monday, let me explain to you, on the reverb unit for the radio station, I had it set at, it goes up like to a 25.
Right.
The setting that I had it on was a 5.
Okay.
So, Ken orders the engineer on Monday to turn it off. The engineer just comes in and says to me, I never turned it off. I just turned it from a 5 to a 4.
And from a 5 to a 4, it's subliminal and you can't really tell.
There's really no difference. You can have it. You can have the reverb setting of 4, 5, 6, or 7. Mm-hmm. And it's such a slight fluctuation, you can't tell the difference.
Right.
So basically, it was a placebo that was given to Ken Stevens.
Mm-hmm. A sugar. We even went and filled his pills with sugar.
Then what they did was they said, okay, Ken said, turn it off.
Uh-huh.
And they said, okay. And they just turned it down a nun's pubic hair.
Right.
And it was still on and still sounded the same. But dumbass Ken and dumbass Jeremy went, ah. Oh, yes, that's much better.
Ah.
That's much better. It's off.
Yes.
So as it turns out, the last 2 days, it's been on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been on at a setting of 4. Instead of at a setting of 5.
I see.
So now for our show, it's at a setting of about 10.
Hello.
Whatever they do it at 3 o'clock, or at 7 o'clock, or at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, it's up to them.
Whatever. It's fine.
Turn it off.
You're not involved in it anymore.
Turn it off. Turn it at a 5. Leave it at a 4. Mm-hmm. Turn it up to 25. Turn it down to 0. Makes no matter to me.
No. There you are.
And what, Buzz?
Yeah, we have a little breaking news this afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah. A body has been found in Rock Creek Park in Maryland, and the body is believed to possibly be that of Chandra Levy. Police are investigating that right now. Just thought you'd like to know.
Hey, you know, I love it when he plays it cool like that, you know? He's got something, he's just so low-key, but it's big.
Just holds up the little sign, breaking news.
Yes. Rock Creek Park.
Yeah.
I thought, Jesus Christ, they scoured Rock Creek Park.
I thought so.
They spent decades looking in Rock
Creek
Park.
Gary Condon must have had a good shovel.
Pretty amazing. Or the body was perhaps dropped there later. Who knows?
I know this.
You can keep us advised.
Absolutely.
With all that stuff?
Yeah, I'm watching this.
I know there's one way to find out for sure, and we do have the microphone to Chandra.
Let's. You want to check it out?
No,
check it out.
We got to get a call 100 first, and then we got Johnny in New York.
It doesn't matter, Don, because I don't think.
Yeah.
I think she's going to have a revelation for
us. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike, my radio gods, what is happening?
You are the 100th caller, my friend, and what's your name?
My name is Sonny, calling in from Harwood.
All right.
Sonny. Look at my Sonny. Look at my boy. Look how they massacred my boy.
Oh, Sonny, you've won a pair of binoculars.
Wow.
Courtesy of Spy Game.
I see you.
DVD.
What?
Ocean's 11 DVD.
Pardon me?
Do you got any Ocean's 11 DVDs?
What do you think? We have a treasure chest that you just rummage through? Hey,
this is not like going to the dentist.
I'll take the binoculars, please.
No.
No, I'm sorry. That's a huge violation.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
There, the caller's gone.
Hello?
Yeah, I guess I'm not calling 100.
No, listen, you win a pair of binoculars.
Something happened to the last caller. There was a technical malfunction.
Really?
Yeah.
This is not like when you were a kid and you go to the dentist and you're good and they would really open up a treasure chest.
Right.
That would be full of, like, Happy Meal toys.
Oh, it was wonderful.
And you would get to pick something out.
I enjoyed that.
No. Listen, you've won binoculars.
I used to just get lollipops at my dentist's office, yeah. And I
which is a way to ensure that you'd be back soon.
Yeah, right. I mean, he actually had lollipops, but, you know, I was too traumatized to even pick one because he used a drill with a bicycle drill.
You won a pair of binoculars courtesy of Spy Game. Don't miss Spy Game premiering on pay-per-view Friday on Comcast In Demand and Cox Cable. Now you're going to play for $20,000.
$20,000. Wow. Are you going to give a hint?
No.
No.
No hints. It's a he. That's it. That's all you need to know. $20,000. Good luck. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
John Constantino.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There's the burp. So you see, what's funny is that while Ken ordered the reverb to be turned off, it was actually just moved down just a scotch, still on. Yet he is scared of such limited capacity that he thought it was off. He and his amazing boy wonder, Jeremy Coleman.
Ooh.
The two of them, the mightiest duo in all of radio.
Fantastic.
Listen, for $20,000, who is that?
Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck.
Wow.
Ben Affleck is the guess. I do not know who it is, so I'm watching the reaction.
No!
Oh, we're sorry.
No. And I'm going to say nothing. I'm going to say nothing and do with that as you will. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that every guess is
a clue for you.
But it is not Ben Affleck.
Might I comment on a video game for one moment? Just one second, please.
Sure.
I would like to say that if you are into PC gaming, I am so enamored with the brand new Return to Castle Wolfenstein. You know, the original Wolfenstein is one of the first games that was like a shoot 'em up game where you go from level to level. I've become possessed by this game. It is fantastic. It is officially, in my opinion, the best video game I have ever played in my life. I play it every waking hour. It's fantastic.
Ain't that a Nazi game?
Yes, you kill Nazis.
Ah.
I'm sorry, Rob, but I'm blowing away Germans, including the Uber Soldat. You know who that is? That's the super soldier.
Yeah.
I killed him. And I won't tell anybody. I won't reveal how to kill him. But there's a special way to kill him. And all day long, morning, noon, and night, I sit there with my gun and kill Nazis. It's wonderful. Man, especially with those guys that come in and sing here on the show. And with the guys that open the show every day, I just get a tremendous amount of satisfaction by you. And, you know, like all those games, you go from level to level to level, and you get more impressive weaponry. Then you get to do, you know, finally you get the gun that you pull the trigger, and it fires so many rounds that you don't only kill the guy, he explodes.
Wow.
Fantastic.
World.
Oh, they're U-boats, they're rocket ships, they're multi-levels, they're castles, they're guard towers. It's just amazing. Return to Castle Wolfenstein. I'm getting no money for this endorsement.
Much as I got no money for being program director.
Yeah, I simply love it. I love the game so much. And I mean, it's just,
I love the job.
And you know what? To sit in front of a computer screen and get completely lost in a game like this, it's very good for me right now.
Yes. Makes you forget life's little problems.
It absolutely does. It's fantastic.
It's like a Calgon bath oil bead.
Yeah, between that little computer screen and my daughter's, I'm A-OK.
Yeah.
Everything is right with the world. But I'll tell you, man, when you get to the level where you get the big gun and you go, and they not only go, oh, but then they go, boom, body parts everywhere.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, 40.
Hey, Mr. Wow. 40.
What's up?
Where you been?
Hey, yo, yo, yo.
Right. What's up?
Where have you been, Holmes?
Chilling, man. Just making moves.
Making moves. You sound like you are bombed.
Not yet. On the way.
Yeah, on the way.
On the way.
It sounds like you might be at least halfway there.
Hey, where y'all at?
We're in D.C.
We got Leah Remini on the show from Los Angeles. Say hi, Mr. 40.
What's up, Leah?
How you doing?
Leah, this is our good friend, Mr. 40.
Chilling.
Oh, okay. Oh, are you chilling? Okay.
I was going to drop by. I was in the neighborhood.
Well, come. Don't come by today. I'm having a bad day today. Come by tomorrow for come by tomorrow for the freak show.
For the freak show.
Yeah.
And the mailman's going to be there, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
and,
that's
and,
right. We will have
we'll be
wall-to-wall soul brothers.
Robert's coming down with a racist porno that we're going to watch.
I'm twisted for that.
KKK porno. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Hey, bring Grady Spokes, too.
All right.
You guys can be judges.
All right, we'll do that.
All right. Show. All right.
All right.
Peace out.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
Now, that's a regular caller.
Yeah, nice guy.
Oh, and Lisa. I mean, Lisa. Excuse me, Leah. I mean, Leah.
Yeah.
Leah. That's a colored man who's been in my home.
Honey, don't say colored.
I just want to point that out.
Yeah, he's actually...
Don't say colored.
What was the party? Yeah, the Super Bowl party.
Super Bowl party.
Where Grady Smoke was there and Mr. Right. 40 was there.
Now, who's Grady Smoke?
That's his brother.
That's Mr. 40's brother.
Okay. Mr. 40 is named Mr. 40 because he drinks 40-ounce beverages that are alcoholic.
Okay.
And then Grady Smoke, obviously, is Grady Smoke because he does not drink, if you know what I mean.
Okay. He just smokes.
But he drinks, too. He drinks, too.
Okay.
Of course. And Robert the Angry Mailman just is filled with rage.
Angry. Very angry. Hello, Donna. My show.
Hey, I have to tell Mike about this other game.
What is it?
Medal of Honor.
Medal of Honor? Is it as good as Return to Castle Wolfenstein?
Oh, it's 10 times better, man.
Really? Wait,
yeah.
What's it called again? Medal of Honor?
Medal of Honor.
Is it a first-person shooter?
First-person shooter. You could go online and play against hopeless
people,
too.
No, I do not do that, man.
Okay, but
Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the science building.
Ever since I have owned a computer, I play with myself.
Okay.
All right.
I just need to point out that we are trying to keep the phones open for the freak show.
Well, now you're going to say, because I talked about my computer game.
Mike, the phones are exploding with fellow nerds who want to talk about their favorite computer games.
I am sorry for mentioning a computer game.
No. Any other time.
I am terribly sorry.
It would
sorry.
Be more than welcome.
I just couldn't contain my enthusiasm.
Everybody, go to AOL chat room. Mike'sFallingApart.com tonight at 8 o'clock. No, any other time. It's just that's all we're getting.
I didn't anticipate that. I did not know that would, cause the groundswell. I guess it's a lot like, is it like talking about NASCAR when we talk about NASCAR?
Uh-huh.
The phones go nuts?
The exact.
Wow. All right. If you're calling and you want to talk about computer games, please be a freak.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show. Tracy?
Yeah.
Are you freak, honey?
Am I a freak?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't consider myself a freak, but I guess other people would.
Ah, you want to be on our freak? You want to be on our freak show tomorrow?
Sure.
Oh.
Well, what is it that makes you so unique?
What makes me unique?
Don't answer a question with a question. Can we get to the freakdom, please?
Well, that's not nice.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm a little upset.
I have 25 tattoos and 42 piercings, but you would never know it by looking at me as long as I was bullied.
Wow.
You gotta come down.
Yeah, you gotta come down.
Yeah, you're in, honey. Honey, you're in.
And I'm sorry. I'm sorry I wasn't nice to you.
You're in.
You gotta be nice.
I know. You know, I'm actually dying to see your tattoos.
We'll be nice.
And your piercings.
Yeah, I have lots of them that I can show you.
So they must all be in your most private of areas.
Yeah, I have some down there.
Will we be able to see all of them?
Sure.
It's amazing she hasn't started leaking yet.
So would you get the stirrups?
Oh. What?
I'm kidding.
We're joking, of course.
I'm kidding, of course. I'm kidding, of course.
What's wrong with us?
Hold on just a second. We'd love to have you come down.
25 piercings.
25 tattoos.
Yeah, 42 piercings.
42 piercings.
Wow. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Who's this?
Donna Mike. Johnny here, baby.
Hi, now listen to you. Keep in mind the prize tomorrow, trip to Key West, Florida, and $1,000 American. Johnny, you wanna join the freak show tomorrow?
Yes, sir. I just want to say, Leah, I love you. You're the hottest woman on TV. And I'm going to swallow a goldfish and puke it back up.
That's fantastic.
Yes,
no. Leah. Yes.
Yes.
Just a little one.
No.
Yes.
They live, you know.
Yeah, he won't be there long.
Yeah, that's great. You can swallow
a goldfish. But is the goldfish going to be in water prior to it going down his throat
and then put
back in water?
Yes.
Leah,
don't worry. Sometimes they survive.
Sometimes they don't make it.
There's a good chance that the fish will die.
Yeah.
No.
There's a chance the guy will die.
Yeah.
See,
hey, Leah, I tried to get into your show, and I got bumped by a bunch of VIPs.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart.
It was Super Bowl Sunday of last year.
Well,
the Cubs games changed the schedule on us, and Everybody, you guys shot early.
Let's all
stop. I'll blame Kevin.
Just one moment and consider how little we care about this. hold on, please. We'd love to have you join us for the freak show tomorrow.
Maybe he'll marry the lady with the 42 piercings.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Sean.
Sean, what is
you.
It? What is it? Bless
Sorry.
You.
Bless you.
Bless you, Leah.
My God, you are so good looking.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
What is it that you have for the freak show?
I have got a monkey paw for a left foot, basically.
Fantastic.
Hey, it's our first deformity, Mike.
Oh, am
exactly.
I?
Exactly. I'm sorry, Mike, it's not wet, but it is a physical deformity.
That's it, man. That's great.
All right, hold on a second.
A monkey paw for a foot.
You're in.
Oh,
you're
yeah,
in.
Yeah, baby.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I'm so happy for you.
There we go. The Baron Yasseri shows that monkey paw.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, Donna Mike. It's Mike. What's happening?
Hi, Mike. What do you want to do? What can you do?
I was going to staple, I guess I can say this, my sack to my leg.
They probably
why?
Won't let that happen.
I'm sure they won't let you do that.
Well, I guess I have to do that in the comfort of my own home, then.
Yeah, I tell you what, though.
Would they let him glue it?
You could do that before you showed up at the radio station and then come in and show us that you've done that.
And just have it already ready?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
All right, you're in.
All right, thank you.
Hold on a sec.
Yeah, as opposed to, you know, something where you would be mutilating yourself here in the studio, you could just show up and say, look what I did on my own.
Look at
this. But isn't that, now, when he's walking, isn't that going to,
exactly.
I'm just wondering
right,
how that's going to work out.
Right,
David.
Leah, this is like the Russian roulette game. You just got to trust us.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You're going to love this tomorrow.
Maybe the package will break open.
Love it. And then we'll have all the insides of the guy's sack. It'll be like a jellyfish.
Something will just roll out. Like a marble.
I don't think it's like that.
Aren't they like marbles down there?
No, I think it's more like when you see a jellyfish.
No, I think they're little globes.
Oh, it's like inside a golf ball.
Is it really? It's like wrapping.
What is that? Elastic,
wine? Man.
Lots of rubber bands.
Mm-hmm.
That's what yours is?
Yeah, fine.
Leah, have you ever known any freaks in your life?
No, just my family.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Good. My name is Dennis, and I am a former gynecologist. I thought you might be interested in hearing what it is that I've found, that I've retrieved, I'll put it that way.
Oh, sure. All right.
I didn't know if I qualified for a freak show or not, but...
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Why are you a former gynecologist? Did you lose your ticket?
No, I didn't. I just found it to be tedious.
He's not a gynecologist.
Well, still, let's hear what he wants to say.
That's true.
Well, what allegedly did you find in a woman's place?
Well, I found a cue ball one time, and these women would come in because they couldn't retrieve them themselves, so they'd obviously come to me. And I also found a dog bone, which I thought was very odd.
Where did you go to medical school?
Is that important?
Yes. Yes.
It is for your credibility on this call.
John Hopkins.
John Hopkins.
John Hopkins.
Yes, you are not a doctor, sir.
He was a great man. Hopkins.
Jonathan Hopkins.
Old J.H. He's a good guy.
Right. I'm a gynecologist.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, hello from San Francisco.
Hi there. Hi.
Wondering if the show ran short yesterday, because the station here, you know, runs it 12 hours later. From 8 to midnight.
Yeah.
Was out of fresh show by about 10 minutes to 11.
No, we didn't run out of show yesterday. We had a full show yesterday.
They go to break and they come back with your vacation in France. And they go to break again and come back with...
That is the magic, sir, of Westwood One.
Yes, it is.
Our syndicator. Thank you, though. Bye-bye.
That's our first call in a long time from San Francisco.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Hello, friends.
Hello there.
Oh, we're on in the middle of the night, for God's sake.
How are you?
Let's break, come back. Oh, I've totally forgotten. John Constantino is ready to yell at magician.
Yeah. Be a heckling boy.
David Blaine, and we will do that right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hagerstown, Maryland. Hello.
Hi, thanks, Larry. This is for Senator Bob Dole.
Go.
Yes, Don and Mike Arter, you're coming out on the erectile
Okay, I think that was a gag call, so I cut it because they mentioned two local disc jockeys. But
the Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WKFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to
Right.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Here we go.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
And we're, of course, with the lovely Leah Remini.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hello.
Have you noticed how we seem to have worked out all the bugs with Leah?
Yeah, it's seamless.
And that was a nice show.
Very nice.
Leah is broadcasting.
Am I doing better?
From Los Angeles in her, what are you wearing today, Leah?
Today I am wearing jogging pants.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Can you
just slow down just a little bit when you're telling us what you're wearing, please?
Sure. You getting ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Go.
Okay.
Start over.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I'm wearing sweatpants cut off at the calf. I have a little belly showing.
Oh, yes.
A white crisp T-shirt.
Are you wearing?
Oh, you done already? Oh, all right.
No,
need to go on.
No, Mike is finished.
No, I'm not done yet.
That's not finished. I finished about 30 seconds ago.
Well, no, I can't maintain with all this.
Yeah, your problem is you're doing it dry.
I never need a lube. I can finish this job like in that tune.
With or without me?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, all I need.
Oh, excuse me,
Leah. All you got to do is count to five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Done.
My kind of man,
my
babe.
God.
Oh, wow. I know we got Johnny here, but we have more freaks on the line.
Oh, good.
Hello, Todd, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, hello?
Todd.
Hi.
Hi, Todd. Hello. You want to be on the freak show tomorrow?
Yes, I do.
What is it you can do, sir?
I can hang master locks from my tongue, ears, and the head of my member.
Oh, baby! We will see you tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Hold on.
Okay.
Again, the prize is a vacation to Key West, Florida, courtesy of Corona Life.
Right.
And $1,000 in cash.
Wow.
Here's another talent. Richard. Jack.
Jack, are you there?
Hello?
Jack, yeah, what's your talent, my friend?
The Addams Family.
Jack, you're on the air. Jack.
Jack, yes, we are on the air. What would you like to do on the freak show?
Mr. Off?
Oh, yes. I want to pick a booger with my tongue.
Absolutely.
That's freaky.
That is so
sure
freaky.
Is.
Come on down. Well, it's a talent show as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You're welcome. You'd be welcome to come down.
I doubt he finds his way out of his house.
Hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, who's this?
I hear something. Hello.
Richard?
Richard, don't hide from your feelings.
No, I thought this was a fake. This is the guy who says he's a hermaphrodite.
Yeah, no. No way. They're very quiet.
All right, well, listen,
the quiet type.
The roster is filling, and we have a room for more.
Yeah, lots more. What you call today? You have to call today.
We're kind of devoting the entire show, as far as phone calls go, to you guys calling and registering for tomorrow's big freak show, the What Would You Do show, the talent show, $200,000, and the trip to Key West, Florida. Now, in New York as we speak, hold on, I've just been handed something. This Don and Mike, Listener of the Week. We will be making
very good.
A Listener of the Week award and
that's
a phone
very,
call
very exciting.
Later in today's show.
Great. Excellent.
In New York right now, this idiot, David Blaine, the magician, who really is not a magician. He doesn't do magical stuff.
He's a carny. He's a trickster. He's a... what do they call him in the old days? A confidence man.
They did that thing where they allegedly froze him, and people were walking around for 24 hours and looking at him. Oh, my God, look, he's so cold. And he came out of the ice, he collapsed.
Yeah, when the fact is about 55 degrees inside the ice. I saw the masked man.
Yeah, and he peed in a catheter. So I mean, it was
and he was replaced. His body was replaced. They had a double because they do all this smoke when they were like putting water on it. It was just a scam.
So now what he's doing, and I don't know how much of a scam this could be. He's in Central Park, and he's how high up is he, Buzz?
10 stories on a pillar.
10 stories up on a pillar.
Little platform, less than 2 feet square. I bet it's a dummy. I bet it's a dummy.
Yeah,
I bet it's an incredible wax recreation.
Probably
animatronic, electronically controlled. I mean, the guy, when you read the way he does this stuff, I don't put anything past
him. Anything's possible. He wants to stand there for 35 hours.
Elvis Presley called the Hollywood Wax Museum 2 months before he died.
Do you remember Survivor? You know, when they would stand on something and they'd go, and like 8 hours was incredible. I mean, no, even more, less than that.
Yeah, I think
4 hours like, or something like that.
8 hours, I think, was absolutely.
Hello?
Is this John Constantino?
Hey, man.
It certainly is.
Johnny.
Hi,
Johnny Constantino.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, Johnny.
Everybody joining us live from New York. Now, John, can you describe the scene right now in Central Park?
Well, it's lunchtime, so there's about 1,000 people running around here.
Wow.
And there's a whole scaffolding set up. And in the middle of the scaffolding is a pole. It sort of looks like, if you've ever seen the bat at Yankee Stadium,
right?
It's like a skinny version of that.
Okay.
And at the top of that is this guy dressed all in black, just standing there in the middle of nothing.
Let me ask you a question, John. When you're looking at him from ground level, and this is very significant, does there appear to be any movement at all? And if it is movement, does it appear to be robotic in any way?
No, he's really moving because he actually, I think he has a cell phone up there because he keeps putting his arm up to his head. Every once in a while.
Is the motion the same every time?
No, it's all different.
All right.
Now he's standing still. About 5 minutes ago, he was standing on only one leg, and the crowd started to yell like he was going to fall. Now he's stretching.
And, of course, this will all, the big climax will be tonight on ABC
right.
At 10 o'clock tonight when he's going to, now what's he going to do? Is he going to
plunge to the ground?
Is he going
to
jump?
He's
going to jump into a bunch of cardboard boxes.
Now
he said, it's going to hurt.
He said it's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt.
Yes, that's what he said. He said, it's going to hurt.
Now, are the cardboard...
Johnny, what's the hubbub down there? Like, are people talking amongst themselves?
Yeah,
are they yelling things?
There's always the typical New York response. There's at least 10 people yelling, jump right now, jump right now.
All right, well, John, are you ready with the big Dynamite bullhorn?
Yep, I got the list and everything. Got the bullhorn on about 9. That should be good.
Excellent.
Now, as opposed to when we tried to send out that guy to be Father Phil McCracken,
right?
I think you're going to hear right now, ladies and gentlemen, a professional.
Are the boxes still underneath him, Johnny? Are they?
No, there's nothing underneath him right now.
Nothing underneath him.
Right. Nothing at all.
All right, go ahead.
Now, what's the guy's name again?
Who is it?
David Blaine.
On the pole, yeah, David.
David Blaine. Blaine. All right, here now is our man, John Constantino.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Isn't this David Copperfield amazing?
Isn't David Copperfield amazing?
Hey, where's Claudia Schiffer?
Tell him his fly is open.
Wow, you've got to see the security looking at me right now.
Now, John, do you think there's a chance that David Blaine can hear you up there?
No, he's way too high up.
Yeah.
They put him, there's about... I'd say about 20 or 30 feet between the barrier and him, and then count 100 feet up. So, and then there's traffic in the middle of the city. So,
yeah, and I guess
Johnny, can you get closer?
Leo wants to know, can you get closer?
I'm as close as I can get.
All right, well, then go ahead to hurl some more insults.
And put the phone further away from your bullhorn, Johnny, so we can hear you.
How would you like to stand on my pole for 35 hours?
All right, let's hear another one.
Watch him make the interest disappear.
What do you think?
Watch him make the interest disappear.
All right, continue.
Would anyone want to see my pants disappear? I got a yap from somebody.
You got a yap from somebody waiting. Johnny always acknowledging the crowd.
Right.
Fantastic.
Okay, hold on, John. Hold on. I got freak show people. I'm coming right back to you. Hold on just a second. Let's go to, let me see, Mark for the freak show. Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Mark, freak show. What would you like to do? What can you do?
Well, I don't smoke, but I can smoke a cigarette down almost to the filter, and I can flip it back into my mouth on the tongue and hold it in.
I've seen that before.
It's never been done.
I've seen that before. I was in a bar where somebody did that and burned the roof of their mouth. So there's always a good chance of fun.
Yeah, come on down. Hold on. You just got to sign the release. Hold on a second. See you tomorrow. Here is another guy for tomorrow's free show. Hello, James.
Yeah, what's happening?
Yo, what's up?
Man, I'm gonna come in and take my out.
You're gonna what?
Take my eye out.
Oh, take your oh, you got a glass eye?
And I like the way "eye" and "out" like became one word. You came out. I'm gonna come down and take my out.
Out.
Eye out.
You have a. How'd you lose your eye?
Car accident. That is suffice.
All right. You don't want to get into the details, I'm guessing? No.
It's too darn hot.
All right. We can pop your eye out tomorrow.
Yeah, it's just like muscle tissue back then.
All right, come on down. Whoa. Hold on, James. Hold on.
All right.
That's another great contestant for tomorrow's free show.
It will be.
I wonder if he did it in a gang fight.
Oh, no. Let's go back to Johnny now in New York.
Don't say that.
Well, you heard the way he said that he lost the eye. He said that'll suffice, which meant he wasn't telling us the truth about his eye.
Oh, God. I never catch on. This is so good. I immediately go, how did he come to that? And then you say it. I go, oh, yeah, he didn't want to say it. Okay.
Yeah, you remember he said that'll suffice.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
You know.
I don't know. I just think it was like a traumatic experience for him in the car, getting into a car accident.
Well, we'll be able to explore that when he comes by tomorrow, which will be a lot of fun.
Good point.
You know these coloreds and their gang.
Stupid. Don't say colors. I don't like that.
I'm kidding.
It's too
even in joking.
I'm kidding.
Okay. Just wait till the mailman comes.
Yeah.
Listen, he doesn't like it either.
No, he doesn't like it either. I was wondering how you were going to punch your way out of that one.
I can't punch it. He doesn't care for it. He doesn't like it either. Johnny.
Hey.
Johnny, are you ready for round number two with David Blaine?
Sure.
John, the phone was placed perfectly last time. Absolutely flawless.
Now, I don't know if have you gone through the entire list or are there more?
Did I do the Harry Blackstone one yet?
Not yet. Okay. No. All right. Why don't you start with that and then just repeat them all?
Okay. No problem.
All right. This is John Constantine.
We love you, Harry Blackstone! Boy, I think he turned his head for a second.
Hey, there you go.
Wow.
Okay. How about you do some magic, a-hole?
Oh, I missed that one.
You got to repeat that one, John.
How about you do some magic, a-hole?
No.
Now, what is
you
it?
Think
what
this
is
would be a better
reaction?
Trick if he turned into something useful?
He's a fantastic.
This is so good. But he's being
does heckled. Anyone want to get on Monty Paul for 35 hours?
He's being heckled by John with a bullhorn.
I like your flat. I like. Use Leah's line.
Isn't your, this David Copperfield amazing?
Use Leah's line of your fly is open.
Hey, your fly is open.
I like it.
I got security coming towards me.
Here we
oh,
go.
Really?
Oh,
right. Okay.
Yes, sir. Hang on. Yes, sir. Distracting. Okay. If you want to do that, okay. You want to rattle him. Okay. I never permitted this thing.
Tell him on the bullhorn you'll be glad to leave the area.
All right, I'm not going to have to get back. It's over.
No.
Done. Yes.
Wow. As he walks away, John, say on the bullhorn.
Did you catch any of that?
Yeah. Anyway, is that regular New York City police? Or
no, that's his personal security.
Oh. I didn't hear what he said. What were they saying to you?
Say it again.
They said, if you came here to distract him, mission accomplished, I don't want to see you back here again. If you come back here again, there's going to be trouble.
Ooh.
Why?
Was he using a threatening tone, John?
Yes.
Was it Charlie Gibson?
In fact, he brought two people with him.
Was he a big guy?
Not a big guy, but sort of in a Sopranos way kind of guy. You get my meaning?
As you get set to run away, can you still see him?
Yeah, I can see him.
Why did you just get on the bullhorn and say, I love you?
I'm pregnant.
I love you, man.
All right, John, now run.
Run,
Johnny.
Run.
I'm leaving now.
Run. Okay. All right, bye, Johnny.
All right, bye.
You know, you didn't hear that guy. I don't want to have to come over here.
Mission accomplished.
Well, why? Is it against the law what he's doing? Can they physically take him away?
Well, here's the deal. It's not against the law, probably, for what he's doing until the police say it's against the law. But also, it's not against the law for those guys that are in security.
Need the crap out of him.
No, that is against the law.
And I heard him.
Their hands
I heard the guy say to John, "You got a permit for that?
You got a permit for that? If your mission was to distract Mr. Blaine."
Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
You've succeeded. Now, what I would like you to do is leave the area. If I have to come back over here, there's going to be trouble. Do I make myself clear? Capiche?
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hello?
Hello. Here's the hermaphrodite.
Ah.
Richard. Richard, you're multigender.
Yes.
How so? Explain it.
I suggest gender parts of both male and female.
I possess.
You have penis and vagina?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I am having a slight bit of difficulty, but
it's the day after Tuesday. Hello. Hi.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew you were lying.
Yes, you always know.
I know. I always do. Yes, I have the crap detector.
All right. Goodbye.
What's this?
That's a regular dumbass that calls the show.
He calls and he'll fake being somebody, and then in a very annoying way, he will say,
"This is Wednesday, the day after Tuesday."
Yes, another one of our regulars.
He's another guy like the guy that calls us effing faggots.
Right.
He's a guy that we hate, but we actually kind of enjoy his calls.
I'll tell you right now, if he does that again, there's going to be a bit of trouble.
You know, he's been doing that for seriously like 14 years.
Yes, he has.
So he could be like 60 now.
Probably is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm Mike.
Yes.
Hi, this is Gabe, Buzz's number one fan.
Hi, Gabe. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Buzz has missed your calls, Gabe.
Yeah, and I've had finals and stuff at school. Is it all right if I say hi to Buzz?
Yes, go ahead, Gabriel.
Hi, Buzz.
Hey, Gabe, how you doing, man?
Not bad. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Good to hear from you.
It's good to talk to you, and I just wanted to remind you to, just keep up the great work.
Well, thank you. I'll try to do that. You do the same.
And,
all right.
Gabe, listen, yes. Me and Leah, what are we, chopped liver?
Well, I was going to ask Leah next what she thought of working with Buzz in a professional capacity.
Leah, how do you feel about that?
Buzz is a very pleasant man.
This guy's Buzz's biggest fan.
He has a lot of mints with him.
Yes, right.
He, if you have an ailment, he has a pill to fix it.
Yes, he does.
The doctor.
And he doesn't say much.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that.
Very nice.
I'm quite fond of Buzz.
That's very nice.
And now Gabe, you've omitted someone here that's having a very difficult day.
Can you
throw a little love towards Don, Gabe?
Yeah, Gabe.
Don.
Yes, Gabe.
The only reason I come to you last is because the last time I called, I didn't say anything to Mike, and he kind of got all bent out of shape.
Right.
I understand. He's sensitive like that.
I'm going through a tough time, Gabe, and I appreciate you mentioning me out of the box today.
I understand that. And Mike, to your credit, you've seemed a lot better lately.
Thank you, Gabe, but I'd be remiss if I didn't see a very disappointed boy in the back of the studio.
Yeah, I think...
Does that Hitler Youth heartthrob Rob Spiegel?
Yes, it is.
That's who it is. Goodbye.
Everybody got their love.
Goodbye, job, Gabriel. Gabe. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Nice guy.
Yeah, I'm calling up the freak show thing.
Yes, of course you are. Tomorrow on the show, we're giving away $1,000. Vacation down to Key West, Florida from Corona Light. To the best freak, to the best talent. What's your name?
Trevor.
And Trevor, what is it that you can do?
Well, it's what me and my friend do.
Okay. What is it you guys do?
Well, I kiss and my friend swallows for me.
Can't do it, Trevor.
Oh, no, that was deleted out. What he said is he goes number one.
And his friend drinks it.
Oh.
That's disgusting.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Yet it works for them.
But it would not be allowed on the show anyway.
It would not.
It would not.
The exchange of fluids is verboten.
Would not why be allowed. Do you guys... Why?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question.
Why do you do that?
It started while we were fishing. And
I guess you couldn't pee in
an old iced tea bottle. I asked him if he wanted some. He started drinking. And it's been like that ever since.
Wow. Yeah, Leah, we need one of your wows for that one.
Wow.
Thank you, my friend.
You're not great, buddy boy.
No, you
not
are.
Not great.
You are great, my friend. And perhaps someday we will live in a world.
I mean, if you're fishing, why don't you just pee in the water? I mean, why would he go out of his way to get the iced tea bottle and then look at his friend and go, you want some?
Someday we will live in a world, in a society free enough where we can broadcast.
Let me impart this wisdom to you. If you make an effort to understand them, you will end up making yourself insane.
But for some reason, they've continued it.
They are unfathomable.
Even after the fishing.
Master friend.
Fishing.
Yes, into his iced tea bottle.
Damn.
I wish we could have them on the show.
Hey,
I love the point where he goes, and I asked him, would you like some? And it just started from there.
This tastes better than the sweet tea.
Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Is that Jimmy?
What's up?
Did I hit something?
What is that?
So
flat?
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Ray Liotta, and you're listening to my favorite Goodfellas on the Don and Mike Show.
The most electrifying man in sports entertainment, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
All right, big freak show tomorrow. Talent show, what would you do show?
Monkey Paw Foot.
877-365-3636. You want to come down and be part of the show? I'm not really sure why the guy is still on hold, the guy who wants to staple his nutsack to his legs.
Does he want to explain more or why?
Hey, Don and Mike and Leah, what's happening?
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to make sure I was thinking about in the part of the staple and me trying to walk in might be kind of complicated.
Right.
And if I use like the colored like push pin.
Yeah, that's fine. Colorful push pins would be fine.
Is that fine? And what time do I need to be there?
I would think if you're going to use the push pins, though, it would pop out.
Yeah.
Like if you tried to walk, as soon as you move forward, it would pull out.
It would tear.
If you did a staple, it would fasten. And a staple...
No, I think the staple would come out.
Yeah, I think the pushpin and for the visual might be easier for you to...
Leah's right, because a staple only bends around when it's got something to go against. That staple would just go in.
Right.
So I thought he was going to staple his
nutsack to his leg.
To his leg.
Well, is he going to use, like, a wood staple that just shoots in, or is he going to, like, pinch some skin of the leg? And
I could try anything, whichever you guys might suggest.
I would vote for the colorful push pins.
Push pin.
If, in fact, there's a way you could figure out to get the push pins in.
Well, the thing is, I'm concerned about him. You know, he can't do it in the studio, and he's going to have to do something that's really going to fasten it. And I think, really, the only option you would have would be a nail gun.
Well, how about this? You know the guy from Hellraiser? You know how he had all those little pins in his...
Yeah, pinhead.
Right, sure.
And how about that in the sack area all over?
That would be, again, I'm sure the lawyers wouldn't let you do that in front of us.
No. But we could call you Pinhead.
Exactly.
Pinbag.
Pinbag.
Pinbag. Pinbag will be coming.
Yeah.
Man, you're smell a winner.
You're in.
Fish that one?
Fish hooks would work
also. Yeah. Pinbag.
Hold on. We'll give you a time to show up.
Did you hear what old carnivorous Buzz said over there?
What did he say?
Fish hooks.
Fish hooks would work very well.
You sick man.
Well, with the barb and all.
Donna Mike, hello.
Oh, God.
Hello.
For anybody that's ever gotten a fish hook caught in their finger, God almighty.
Oh, you're on the air. Hello there.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't realize. I just wanted to let you know that stapling the yam bag to the leg, It's already been done on two other shows in the past 2 days.
Well, that's a good thing that it's going to be Pinhead.
So I don't want you guys to go cliche. Do you know what I mean?
But, you know, we changed it because we're not going to do the stapling now. The pins are going to be put in like Pinhead from Hellraiser. That's going to be done. Is that okay?
That's a good twist.
Yeah, all right. That's good. Yeah, because, you know, I mean, there's so many freak shows now on radio. You got to keep track of these
things. Oh, I know. It was that guy Steve-O. We turned him down yesterday because he was on Howard.
Right.
And then he was on ONA.
Yeah.
Man, if we had him as a guest, he, in essence, would have been on the same three shows.
On the same radio station.
On the same day.
Not good.
But no, he's famous. That's, you're right. He did it twice. He did it on Howard and on ONA.
You're right.
Exactly. Thank you, my friend.
Good thinking.
All right.
Good day to you, sir. Yes.
Good day to you. Thank you, my friend. Bye. Which is why it's even better that the guys come up with the Pinhead idea.
Yeah, I like the Pinhead. I actually like the Pinhead, even if that was, if it was all things equal. I still like, oh, my God. Why am I saying I like that?
He uses nutsack as a pincushion.
Aye.
All right. Here you go. Here is the Dynamite Listener of the Week.
Wonderful.
Yay. Every week we try to select a listener who has just swayed us so much that we want to call them and tell them thank you. Last week it was a guy who wrote a letter to a local newspaper.
Okay.
Complaining about me urging the guy on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge to jump.
Right.
And just stop the insanity, mm-hmm. The people who are getting to their jobs and the regular right-thinking Americans. Right. The guy was effing up traffic for 20 miles either way on the beltway.
You explain that your urging to jump was a statement of anger directed at the individual for messing everybody's life up with their own problems.
And urging the cops to shoot to kill.
Right.
So anyway, that guy wrote a letter to the newspaper, and he was the listener of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday we did debuted a brand new feature on the show, a game that we loved.
Good luck.
You know, the
Dynamite's Empty Chamber.
Yes.
Right.
Good luck.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the fake Russian roulette game. Well, not really.
And here is someone.
Sorry, Leah.
Now is someone who is taking it way too seriously.
Oh, dear.
Who deserves a telephone call.
Very good.
From us. As I listened to the Don and Mike Russian roulette game, I had the same thoughts I had when the Grease Man talked about dragging blacks behind trucks.
What?
Which is to say, the imaginary line was crossed. I'm a sometime listener. I usually enjoy the show. I've even laughed at the above game. I even laughed at the above game.
Ah, well.
So he laughed at the...
The Russian roulette game.
Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
Right.
But I happen to be in my 40s. And know the difference between radio and real life. I just hope to God that a bunch of teenage boys or girls don't break into Dad's beer, drink it, and decide to play the Don and Mike game for real.
Yeah.
Maybe you should use better judgment in the future. That comes from Don and Mike, Listener of the Week, Fireburger.
I don't get offended very often, but I'm certainly offended at
call him up.
Comparing that to that thing that the dumbass Grease Man did.
Yeah. Correct.
Which is, which I believe when that happened, we made our thoughts very clear on that subject.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you right now, my God.
Who's the Grease Man?
The Grease Man's the guy that got in trouble for making a horrible statement about the black man that was killed down in Texas being dragged behind the truck.
No, who is he, though?
He's a guy that's no longer working on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Because he may have made a very poor comment that was in poor taste.
Yeah, and you should have perspective on it, Leah. I mean, this is a guy, the Grease Man, that, this guy was murdered down in Texas by being dragged behind a truck. I think the Grease Man played a Lauryn Hill record came out of the Lauryn Hill record by saying, oh, man, it didn't like the record, and said, no wonder they dragged them behind trucks.
Yeah, no, that's disgusting.
And he was fired right after that, and now this guy is...
And he should be shot.
This guy's somehow making a comparison between what we did, and I'm offended by that comparison.
And I am offended as well.
Yeah, and it was a stupid game that even he agreed that he laughed at.
Mm-hmm. It's a stupid game.
But, of course, when
people are talking after they supposedly got shot, maybe that was a clue to the youngsters of America that maybe it was just a game and they weren't actually in the studio, did they have an actual gun in front of them.
Right. And rather than yell at us, perhaps he should, call Arnold Schwarzenegger, who kills, hundreds of people holds in his movies.
Absolutely.
Hold on, let's listen to Rob now, see if the guy will take our call.
Yes, we're replying to a letter he sent us.
To allow him his
thank you.
His fair time, his fair share of air.
He's at
lunch. I guess somebody asked, what is this regarding?
He's at lunch, but he's there?
Yeah, and they're seeing if he's interested in speaking to us.
All right, that's good. We'll find out.
After all, he is listener of the week.
The listener of the week.
We love to highlight the guys in the listening audience and girls, the ones who really get what we're doing.
Yeah, we want to tell him thank you for that wonderful letter.
You know, I mean, very often we
I think he is also insulting the youth of America.
Yes, he is.
Thinks that young people are going to go out and go, hey, let's play this game. Yeah. Sounds fun.
Winner! 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 Winner!
And we'd like to address your concerns. Would you come on the air with us?
He can have an open forum.
We can have an open forum to address your concern.
We're waiting.
Oh,
he's
you
getting
on the air with us.
Oh,
how was your lunch?
Then may I speak to him
what
off the air?
What did you have for lunch? Romaine. Speak to Don off the air.
Off the air.
Yeah, hang on, please.
Okay.
Don, great. It's Paul.
Thanks.
Hey, right. Paul.
Paul, it's Don. How you doing? How come you won't come on the air with us? You're not going to set yourself up, but you sent a hate letter. He says it's not a hate letter.
Make sure you tell him he's the listener of the week.
Now, listen, I just want to put you on the air because you're the listener of the week. And I want to point out what an incredible, stupid ass you are to compare our game to the Greaseman comments. Well, I can do that without you. Feel free to use your letter.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't compete with our wit.
True.
And you got my... Well, I appreciate... I'm just repeating everything he's saying.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you. Listen, let me ask you a question. Seriously. Why did you send this letter? Why are you such a douche that you'd send a letter like this? Because you think it's outrageous that we're laughing at what? People sticking guns in their mouth. Well, Paul, can I tell you something? I hope you stick a gun in your ass. And I hope that it's not an empty chamber. And Paul, I hope that your children see you do that.
Whoa!
And then I hope they take a nice big dump on your grave. They probably will, he says.
Oh, God. Guys are numbnuts.
Have a nice day. You know what you are? You're a eunuch. You're a ballless wonder.
No, you hung up. Well, there he is. He's awarded the listener of the week. And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. And there's love here.
He's got the balls to write the letter.
Sure, right.
You know,
right.
And then we call him and we offer him airtime.
Well, and also, you know, I hope I'm sure he does get the message now that you know, I legitimately am offended when somebody, you know, brings into question that comment, which everybody, you know, with any kind of sense or decency got on the air, you know, no matter what kind of radio you do, that was way the hell out of line. There's a big difference between playing a stupid radio game, which is theater of the mind, when there's nothing really involved, and making a comment about one of the worst murders, racist murders in the history of the United States.
You know, to quote this guy's letter, I just hope to God that a bunch of teenage boys and girls don't break into dad's beer, drink it, and then write letters to television or radio or movies saying how they're afraid that that might influence their children. Perhaps Paul...
And, you know, he even made a mistake with that, break into dad's beer, when he's really talking about, you know, I guess he doesn't keep his gun under, you know, lock and key.
Keeps it with the beer.
He keeps it with the beer.
Paul, perhaps you should worry about your own children.
Amen.
And not the entire world.
And you know what? And I must say again, we always say it also, Paul, in case you're listening right now.
And you know he is.
The Don and Mike Show is for adults. We say that. We say that all the time. And when a parent is driving along enjoying the show, keep your hand on the volume button. We trust the judgment of most parents.
But Paul, here's my wish for you.
A wish?
That you pull down your underpants and you bend over and you touch your toes.
You ought to have the sound effects here.
Way ahead of you, Mike.
All right.
So he bends over.
Uh-huh.
And then what you do is you take the gun and
hung dickweed
right inside that spot.
What the hell's
God
going on?
Damn it. I'm trying to find the right.
You got excited. You know,
they've got this stupid computer hooked up.
Yeah, it works great. There you go.
Okay, so.
Technology.
Here's what I want you to do again.
All right, this is bend over.
Now, first, you bend over, and I want you to spell the word run when you bend over, okay?
R-U-N.
Okay. Now, after you do that.
Right.
What I want you to do is, and either you or perhaps one of your children can assist you with this.
Okay, this would be, you need a lot of flexibility to do it yourself.
Yeah, so you know what? I just hope to God that some of your teenage boys or girls have broken into your beer and have drank it.
Uh-huh.
And then what they do is, when you are bent over,
uh-huh,
I hope that they take the gun and they spin the cylinder.
Like that.
And then they close the cylinder. And then they shoot in your duke.
And that's the name of that tune.
I'm very sorry, but you've lost.
Yeah.
I can tell you only one thing, Don.
What's that?
He'll be pretty under the weather now.
And Paul?
Good luck.
Good luck. You are Don and Mike, listener of the week.
That's a pretty rough thing to do with a fodder.
You ballless piece of garbage.
Well, I wonder where the mutter is.
You write this letter, and of course, on the bottom of the letter, I forgot, please forward to the general manager.
Oh, yeah. Forward to the GM in Surrey.
Yeah.
Well, here, I'll tell you, there's nothing that can come good out of that firearm.
Hey, you know what that
is? There's nothing but trouble.
If I forward this to the general manager, this would be one ballless person speaking to another ballless person.
You know, you do something like that on your show, and a bunch of kids will break into the Italian restaurant and go to the Robert Blake booth where I left my gun.
Yeah.
Nothing but trouble, man.
That's right.
Okay, there's the listener of the week, and we thank him.
That's the name of that tune.
We're on a break, and we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, if you believe in me, then I'm not going to give up. I'll prove I'm right. This Friday, we're going back to the woods, and we're going to find that alien.
What if we don't?
We'll fake it and sell it to the Fox Network.
They'll buy anything.
Now, son, they do a lot of quality programming, too. Kill me.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WKFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Goddamn.
Express yourself. Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
Yeah.
Official spokesman of the stupid, John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, you just heard the phone numbers, and tomorrow on the show, Slowest Joseph, would you please bring in the list of some of the acts we have lined up for tomorrow's freak show? Tomorrow, we're going to have a freak show, a talent show.
Right.
A What Would You Do show.
Right.
And let me see. Joe, what do we got? What do we got lined up so far?
We have the double-jointed guy.
Hi, Leah.
Oh, my God. I was looking on the Internet.
At what?
Sorry.
I was looking at what
Angelo's son was looking at.
What was Angelo's?
I'm sorry. It took me a little aback. How late am I?
Yeah, no, you're fine.
Right, you're fine. We just got back. What was he looking at on the Internet?
Oh, just some things that I was really taken aback by.
Pornography?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, girl on girl, man on girl?
The first one.
Girl on girl.
Girl on girl. Uh-huh.
Listen,
it's a good thing.
Now, is this... Now we just restricted him. Because I tell you, man, I'm not good on the computer. I don't know how to do all that stuff, so I had to have Nicole do the restriction thing. But what he did was he went in through my password, because I had a friend do it where I don't have to actually put the password in.
Yeah.
Every time you just sign up. So what he did was he goes in on my screen name and then took the restriction off that I originally put on there. So Nicole, you go ahead.
Because your screen name is obviously, if you're talking about on AOL, your screen name is the one that controls all of the other, controls for the other screen names.
Right, exactly.
How old the boy
so
is?
So Nicole... He's 15.
Oh, okay.
So Nicole just fixed it where, you know, I have to put in my screen name, my password every time now. So now he's not able to do that.
Well, I tried to change my screen name, and I've gone, like, to 70 different servers to get my new, you know, my new password.
What do you want?
Yahoo.
As a parent of a 17-year-old, Leah, let me tell you another great scam that you're okay, that you're well, now he's not your son, but you might as well be a stepmom. That Angelo's boy is going to do to you. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. they can these kids, they can go now to Circuit City, and they've got the thousands of discs that say sign on to AOL. Free 1,000 hours, no credit card needed.
All right.
What that means is every time we have tried to block out our son, to the best of our knowledge, he simply pulls out another one of these join AOL trial things, pops it in.
Oh my God.
Gives himself 12 new screen names, and immediately can go to any site that he wants to go to.
Wow.
So I'm telling you.
Now, I'm just wondering, this is normal. I mean, that's normal for us. Okay, for him to wonder.
The
only thing I don't like is being sneaky about it. You know what I mean?
Well, forget about that, because if I told you,
as a male, I can tell you that's part of the fun.
Yeah. If I told you some of the sneaky S that my son did to bypass parental controls on the computer. If I told you the stuff that my son does to bypass the fact that on the telephone system in my house, I have a monitor in every room that has a light so I can tell which telephone is being used in any room of the house at any time. Do you know that my kid went to the basement and found an antique-like fax machine from 10 years ago and realized that if he plugged that into the phone jack, that no lights would go on.
Oh, my
because
God.
Because the
phone... Man, who's your son is like MacGyver. God almighty.
Because the sun.
Man, this is the music. This is the music that plays in the Geronimo household all the time.
The sun and the father are very much alike. Back in the day, even though I didn't have the internet and stuff, I was constantly figuring ways around stuff. And last night we had in our house a major meltdown moment because...
Hang on, people are talking in my house. Guys, can you lower it?
Frida is absolutely 100.
Lower it.
Hey, guys. Like lower it.
She's 100.
Lower it.
Wow.
Shut up.
She's talking. Oh, hold on a second.
Hey, wait. I swear to God, I'm calling for an instant replay if we
can. Okay, but hold on. I got another Frida on the line. Hello, John.
How you doing?
John, what can you do?
I can start with one raisin and put it through my nose and shoot it out my mouth, and I can get all the way up to 5 and shoot them out like a machine gun.
You're on.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Cool. See you tomorrow.
All right.
You got that replay?
Instant replay of Leah's scream. It was fantastic.
We're going to go to an instant replay. Number two.
Here we go.
We ready?
Yeah.
Reel two. Reel two. Lower it!
She's 100. Lower it!
Wow. Very nice, Leah. Very nice. So, I told you yesterday about how my kid is downloading all the music and stuff. And Frida has constantly got this battle going that, you know, we shouldn't be allowing him to download stuff that in a way it's stealing. And last night, she got really mad because it was past Bart's bedtime, and she said, go tell him to get to bed.
Right.
And I went upstairs, and she came upstairs, and she said, how come he's not in bed? And I said, oh, it's because we're watching Attack of the Clones.
the movie that he illegally downloaded.
Yeah, and incidentally, if you're going to do that,
yeah,
I just want to tell you, the quality is fantastic.
Really?
It's not like buying one of those things in Times Square.
Sure.
Where some guy goes into the theater
with a movie camera, right?
With a handheld.
How big of an image can you get on the computer screen? Does it fill up the whole screen?
The whole screen.
Wow.
And we've got the stereo speakers, so
you're just like watching a small TV.
You watch the whole movie, and
you should sell refreshments.
I pray my wife isn't listening now. I pray she's not listening.
Yeah.
Because I asked him to get Spider-Man for me.
Oh, no.
I said, get me my own copy of Spider-Man.
There you go.
I got to have
so.
It.
Can you? This is horrible. I feel like I'm adding to the conspiracy, but I must admit I'm fascinated. Can you, transfer it onto DVD?
You can burn.
But, Don, I thought you weren't interested in the movie.
I'm interested. Well, here's the deal. I'm not, Leah, but you know what? Because I was watching it. My son was watching it, and as long as it was on, it was better than, I believe, last night's television highlight was like that 70s show.
More interesting because it's stolen.
Yeah. And frankly, I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
Is it fascinating?
It's like The Godfather, right? You know, when money's better when it's swag money.
The movie is really no good. I didn't like it,
right.
But I like the fact that. We're watching if you're free.
Sticking it to the man.
Yeah. Jordinger, a man who was there. Tomorrow on the show, it's the Big Freak Show for $1,000 and a trip to Florida courtesy of Corona Light. Joe, who do we have lined up to perform tomorrow?
Okay, I'm forming a master list for you for tomorrow, but so far we've got webbed feet guys.
Yes.
We've got girls with bunches of piercings.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a guy who's going to eat a cigarette. We have a guy with a webbed neck.
A webbed neck?
Yeah, it's like he told me he stretches his veins in his neck and it looks webbed.
Very good.
Okay. We have a guy who's going to hammer a nail into his head.
Beautiful.
We have Edith with the crack house tape.
Sweet.
We have the goldfish puker, a guy with a fake eye, and a guy who's going to, I guess, use push pins
into his nutsack.
Actually, real pins, I think.
Now, what about the, didn't somebody call in with a monkey?
What about the monkey paw?
Yeah, I've got him, too. Like I said, I'm...
But, Joe, that's the best one, and you didn't mention it. The monkey paw guy.
Okay,
and the monkey paw guy.
He's coming. Joe, don't patronize me. It's a huge event.
And the guy who just called, who said that he can eat the raisins.
And the raisins.
Oh, right. The raisins out his nose.
Absolutely. Save the monkey paw for last. And, you know, that's coming from a guy that wanted webbed feet.
All right, well, Joe, make
now,
sure.
Joe's the guy you always talk to when you say Joe Fifth Row down to the right guy.
When we're out of town, Joe runs the board.
Say hi to Leah, Joe.
Hi, Leah.
How you doing, Joe?
Joe is an underachiever. Joe is the world's
proud one.
Yeah, proud underachiever. Joe is the world's the world's oldest phone screener.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's 74.
How old is he?
75.
God bless him.
All right. Normally, this is like an entry-level position for someone maybe 18, 19, 20, a college intern, if you will. Joe is, I am not kidding, how old are you, 37?
I'm 37.
37.
But let me tell you something.
I would be fired, but I just keep showing up.
Let me tell you something, Leah, and one thing about Joe, he is unburdened by responsibility.
Yeah. This is Joe's stepping stone to being a Walmart greeter. This is, tomorrow the stars.
Right.
Leah, and if you think Buzz knows his pharmaceuticals.
Oh.
Yeah.
Joe is the Babe Ruth of pharmaceuticals.
Right. And, you know, when people come up to Joe and say, hey, Joe, but they disrespect you all the time. They give you a hard time. Same answer every single time. It beats changing the dates on bad meat.
It's true.
I saw that last night, too, on Dateline.
Did you see that?
You know what? And I'll tell you, I was with that guy right up until he started jumping on the meat managers. Because, you know, the meat managers are just doing what they're told to do.
They're just,
And he's picking on that old man.
But what made me, I wanted to jump through the screen when they got that idiot woman.
Absolutely.
When he was trying to... Well, it is by law.
They count 27 times during a 30. Listen, here's the deal. Last night on Dateline, they went with hidden cameras into all these different various food stores.
It's called the dating game, and they were talking about how they changed the dates on all the meat and the fish.
I like if there's a steak that's sitting out for 2 days, and it says that the expiration date is Wednesday. They take it in the back room, and they slap on a new sticker that says the expiration date is Friday.
Now, are you, Leah, talking about the lobbyist who was talking about cooking meat and cooking the bacteria out? The lady that...
I'm talking about the idiot
who was
sent there to do the interview who couldn't talk, and then some witch in the corner went, don't answer that, Jill.
She was asked the hard question for the 50th time, and you smacked her.
That was in the last 5 minutes of the show.
She was horrible. And you know what? Those shows,
horrendous.
Those magazine shows would not exist without lobbyists from Washington, D.C. Now, why is John coming in here?
Because, John, I didn't know this, wrapped meat for well over a year.
Rob, I should point out, fantastic job at Safeway.
Hey.
John, as someone who wrapped meat, John, this is John Norman, our production guy.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, John.
John, can you offer us an insight that we might not have seen on that, what I consider to be kind of a half-assed journalistic effort, even with all their dates and everything?
Well, they made it sound like it doesn't happen really often.
What, Johnny?
They make it sound like it's you know, something special. It happens all the time.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
I did that every single day that I worked for that company.
And you were told to do it.
Well, that was part of the job. You put stuff out. It had 2 days on it. It was fresh meat. And it sat out on the case for 2 days. And then after 2 days, you bring it back in. You check it. If it's still good, you put another day on it. You put it back out.
You know
by
what?
By checking, what do you mean, John?
Well, you look over it and you make sure that it's not rotten. I mean, it's still nice, bright red. It's not turning gray and looking like, roadkill.
Do you check both sides?
Yeah.
Would it have to be, if it was like gray on one side, would you still? I'm asking a legitimate question.
Once it turns gray, it gets thrown out.
Okay.
But, I mean, if it's just like, you know, a day old, it becomes cube steak.
Yeah. Cube steak. You know, another thing I remember from my grocery past is...
Right.
The sometimes suspect meat was oftentimes seasoned as and sold as like ready to cook, like mm-hmm. they dredge it Cajun spice.
I've
and
heard
stuff
that,
like that
so many times. You never buy like the prepackaged stuff with the sauce on it,
right?
Because that's
it's
like
hiding.
The oldest meat.
They're hiding it.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
Anyway, all I know is it was a great Dateline last night.
Yeah. The only thing I hate is when he picked on all of the guys at the very end. I hated that. I really when they go after the little man. I can't stand it.
No, but Leah's right. The best part was the lady who was the mouth. Piece.
Oh, what a bitch.
And they sent, Dateline wanted an interview, and they wrote back, and they said, fine, you can have 30 minutes. You can't talk about any specific stores, mm-hmm. and right. she has the right to not comment on anything that basically she doesn't want to. So this guy, over and over again, the guy saying, how can you answer the question that we found over 200 samples at all these stores of where the meat, the packaging was changed?
Right.
And she had a stock answer
that she wouldn't divert from it. She was one of them.
And it was almost laughable. It was like she was a robot. I wanted to kick her ass.
And that is why she did an absolutely horrible job, because usually
horrendous.
They're a lot slicker than that. They really are.
And Leah's right. The funniest part was at one point, the guy, like for the thousandth time, says, but we found over 200 instances. How can you explain this? And as the woman is finally about to crack, you hear from off mic, Don't answer that.
And Safeway wins the award for the lady that was the assistant to the manager who was not letting the lady from NBC buy the food.
Yeah.
You can't buy that. You cannot buy that.
And then did you notice all the letters that came were like these, like, form letters?
Absolutely.
Except from Pathmark, where Pathmark said, yeah, all right, we do it.
And there was one, there was one grocery store chain that that I think did very well, and I'm trying to think of which one it was. Was it perhaps Publix that did well? It might have been. There was one.
I thought they all sucked, too.
No, there was one grocery store, they said, where we went to, like, 7 out of 8, and had one violation. There was only one. I forgot which one it was.
I don't know. Here's a bit of tape.
And really, the bottom line is, it really does affect people who eat meat that's rare or medium rare, because if you cook your meat well done, then that was their point, that it really doesn't matter in the end. Mm-hmm. That's what they were trying to tell the consumer, that it really doesn't matter if you cook it well.
Here
at 120 degrees.
Tape of last night's Dateline NBC. Okay.
In 1959, I was the most valuable player on defense in the National Football League. I was making $9,000. I had to have a job. So I went to a friend of mine who ran a thoroughfare market in Fairmont, West Virginia, and I said, hey, you need somebody to bag groceries, carry them to the car, and I can do that.
Sam Huff on Dateline last night.
And also last night, Doris Roberts from Everybody Loves Raymond, she was on Dateline as well.
Really? Oh, no, honey. Meat is nothing to be afraid of.
There they are.
All right, we got a break. It's Wednesday.
Oh, yes.
Listen, I just want to say, we've got a great lineup of freaks. We'd like more freaks. 877-365-3636. We're going to leave the lines open and just talk to freaks for the rest of the show. But when we come back, the Wednesday favorite that you love.
Cutting the cheese is 40.
Well, cheese is a foodstuff also, Don.
Okay, all right.
Cutting the cheese is 40.
Loaded with bacteria.
I don't know. Sometimes Rob just picks out a tape and puts it in the machine.
Because it's Sonny Jurgensen.
And I trust his judgment, and I don't even look at it. I just press the button.
Cutting the cheese is 40.
You know, most times I'll turn around and I'll say to Rob, grab the J.O. tape.
Right.
And sometimes he'll pull one in there.
And it's kind of related. You had food, you had another football player.
I guess so.
Cutting the cheese is 40.
There we go. That's from the broadcast where Sam Huff did not know that cutting the cheese meant farting.
That's right.
And Sonny was explaining it to him.
Now he
knows. Now there's a little background on that.
Hey, all right, gotcha.
Cutting the cheese is farting.
Cutting the cheese is farting.
It helped with the background, Mike. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Cutting the cheese is farting.
Thank you, Sonny.
We'll be right back with a Wednesday favorite.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Not the heat.
Hello, Hank?
Speaking.
How you doing? It's Matt.
Who is this?
Consenting Adults, the country's largest supplier of mail-order adult entertainment.
Somebody can put you down for.
Zero. God, please, watch your mouth. This is an interstate phone line. How did you get this number?
Not important. What is important is that we have a bigger selection and lower prices than Arlen Video.
What? Arlen Video told you I rent pornography? Who plays the most hits? Y-104. Yeah, okay. Crazy morning zoo.
The Don and Mike Show. With a zero tolerance policy for everything. The Don and Mike Show.
And of course, Leah Remini from King of Queens, who I think in the last 2 days has really, really found her spot on the show.
Oh, I agree with that.
Thank you, sir.
No BS.
Absolutely.
You found that sweet spot.
Seen the light.
Mm-hmm. You know what you found? You found the taint of the Donna Mike Show.
How lovely.
Right, right. Thank you. Was that Nicole?
That was me.
That was me.
Oh.
Is Nick right there? Right. Is Nick there?
No.
Oh.
Wow. No. Oh, Nick's not there today?
No, she's here. I don't know what the hell she's doing. Anyway. She's talking on the phone.
Yeah, you know,
whatever. See,
that's how you know it's good. That's how you know it's working. That's how you know Ms. Remini is having a good time.
You have found the taint. You have found the G-spot. Mm-hmm. You are the perfect addition to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And my voice is sounding like Peter Brady's again.
Rob, what shoes are you wearing today?
Hey, Rob, what do you have on?
I'm wearing...
Hold on, he's coming over to the microphone.
It's a little chilly for Birkenstocks. I'm wearing my white Reebok high tops.
Thank God.
Thank you, Diane.
High tops.
Hello.
High tops, yes.
Diane, hello.
Main model since 1987.
Yeah, it looks like Mickey Mouse with those feet.
Hello,
wrong.
Diane.
Hi. Hi, Don.
Hi. You're on the air.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Leah.
Hello.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, you calling for the freak show?
Yeah.
Ah. Honey, you know, tomorrow on the program, we're giving away $1,000 and a vacation to Key West, Florida, courtesy of... Corona Light.
Corona Light. I want to try that.
Relax and enjoy a Corona Light.
We'll try it this afternoon.
Diane, what is it that you can do?
I can hold two toasters with my breath.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Two toasters with your boobs.
Come on down.
Do you think I got a shot of winning, Don?
Yes, I do, honey.
Anytime breasts are involved, you have a chance to win.
You bet.
Right.
Hold on.
And it's only you and Mike get to see, right?
That's correct.
And Rob A.
That's right. Nobody else.
Buzz.
Okay.
And Buzz. That's
and Buzz.
Yeah.
I love Buzz.
Thank
Buzz
you, man. Buzz, everybody, you salespeople.
It's all the nudity is just for the guys on the show.
It's the show.
Okay, but now I'm not going to be able to see any of this.
Leo.
Oh, Leo, I'll send you a picture, sweetie.
No, here's what we're going to do, Leo. Okay. We're going to have a digital camera, and we are going to email you the pictures of the acts so that you are able to vote as well.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Because, so I can see it as it's happening, because I'll just bring the computer upstairs and then
we're gonna fire them off to you rapidly so you can get a look at all the people we're talking about.
So you'll be able to vote as well. All right, hold on there, Diane, and one more call about a freak show tomorrow, Rick. Rick, hi. What is it you can do, how did God curse you?
Oh no!
What did he say? I didn't hear.
He was talking about putting something of his in something of yours, and it was very ugly.
Said he was
really. I'd like to see him try it.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm.
So would I, honey. I'd like to see the video of that. He said he was double jointed.
I mean, what the hell? I mean, that's so stupid.
He'd be decapitated, is what he'd be.
Like he'd come 10 feet near me.
Right.
With his big E.T. fingers.
I would kick his ass.
Yeah. It's Wednesday. I know I started today's show by saying it's Tuesday. In fact, it's Wednesday. And I know it's Wednesday because I've got my copy of USA Today.
As do I.
And I don't think he's going to let me down.
No, no.
I wanted to ask you, has he ever called in or anything?
Let me tell you, we started very briefly. Rob, give me 30 seconds on the clock, because I don't want to bore our audience with this, but Leah deserves to hear the background on this.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Ready? And go. Here's the deal. For a long time, Rob and I read this article in the office every day, mm-hmm. and then we included Mike.
Well, Rob, and then Rob would start highlighting it for you, right? All the parts that were really gay, and then I discovered, I said, why are there so many highlights? And you showed it to me, and I fell off the couch.
So Mike and I started reading this column in the office every day on Wednesday before the show. And then one day we decided, what the hell, we'll just go on the air and start reading it on the air, because it's funny. And we asked the guy to come on the air with us. And when he heard the show on hold, he said, Rob, the quote from Craig Wilson was...
something to the tune of, I don't have time for this nonsense.
Yeah, this crap. I thought he said crap.
That's what it was. Thank you. Oh, good plug, by the way.
But he has been contacted by people, and he is aware that we read this, and he enjoys the publicity. Hold on, we got a six-toed man.
Oh, right.
Fantastic.
Hello, Jed?
Yeah, hey, how you doing, guys?
Jed! Now, is that true? You got six toes?
I got six toes, which makes it easier for me to kick you guys in the nuts.
I'll get out of here.
Oh, man. All right. Enough of that. Come on, guys.
Douchebag. Okay.
I was all excited to hear a story about a man named Jed.
Crazy.
Poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed.
Crazy kooky callers, a copyrighted feature. Okay, here we go. Craig Wilson, Wednesday. The final word. By Craig Wilson.
Another sign of ailing health care. Doctor's office art.
For decades, I never went to the doctor. After Dr. Layer delivered me in the fall of 1949, I decided I wouldn't need another one for a long, long while. And I didn't.
Other than a couple of minor childhood scrapes on the farm, mishaps that required a stitch or two, I went through life never darkening the door of a doctor's office.
College, my 20s, my 30s, my 40s, were all doctor-free. These were decades when I didn't even have a doctor on call. Not even a name. I did get a physical when I turned 40. Just for the hell of it. And to make sure I still had a heart. Then 10 years passed before I returned for my next exam.
Now I go every year or so because that's what they say we 50-somethings are supposed to do. I went last week more out of obligation than need.
Being a bit of a novice in all this, I have to say I'm amazed at two things about a doctor's office. How old the magazines on the table are. Patricia Nixon, Wed, and White House Ceremony. That would be a headline.
Yeah.
And how bad the art on the wall is. Considering how long you have to wait, the least they could do is invest in a magazine from this century and decent artwork to ponder.
I don't know my doctor well, but I have a hunch he makes enough money that he could buy paintings somewhere other than at those starving artist sales at the local Holiday Inn, the ones you see advertised on TV.
No piece of art over $39. Sofa size, stain resistant. Yes.
It's everywhere in my doctor's office. In the waiting room. In the hallway. In the examination room. It's even in his office. Which makes me feel a bit better about him. At least he's not inflicting bad art only upon his patient. He has to look at it too.
My doctor's art has a beach theme. It's all misty and turquoise. And I think there are some waves in there, somewhere behind the cottage that sits in the dunes under the soaring seagull. Jesus, you've seen it before in the beach house you rent every summer. Maybe yours is in pink.
You might have just won the Craig Wilson lottery this
week. I think so.
So there I was, sitting in one of the examination rooms, wearing only my socks and underwear.
Oh,
if I take it back, I might win.
Yeah.
Wearing only my socks and underwear, looking at the beach art, when I began talking to myself.
sounding exactly like my late father. He was known for always saying the same thing about most any piece of art he encountered.
I could have done that.
Not that we'd want to.
My doctor referred me to a specialist and off to
hold
the...
On, Mike. Hold on.
Oh, we have to start again?
Hold on.
The music runs. All right, ladies and gentlemen. You're in the middle of listening to a fine feature that we call
The Final Word.
Hi, Craig Wilson.
Mike?
My doctor referred me to a specialist, and off to the next office I went. At first, I didn't know what to think when I walked into his waiting room and saw dozens of multicolored abstract paintings mounted and framed on the wall. Wild reds, lusty blues, and vibrant yellows.
You're the winner.
There was such life to it, such unleashed enthusiasm, I had to smile.
When I commented on them once I got inside the doctor's office, he smiled.
My sons, he said. Preschool. Beautiful, no?
No. Beautiful.
Trying to. Yeah. And not a one of them was sofa size.
The final word.
By Craig Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of pinks and blues and misty and turquoise.
And ladies and gentlemen, here's the riddle of the columns.
Uh-huh.
If you're actually paying attention, my doctor referred me to a specialist.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah, there you
I'm
go.
Concerned.
But yes. Let me just point that out again.
Absolutely.
My doctor referred me to
a specialist.
A specialist.
So maybe there'll be some more interesting columns to come.
Who knows,
riveting.
Mike?
You never riveting.
Who knows?
Craig
I
Wilson.
Was hanging on to every word, wondering what's going to happen next.
It's like that.
That's Craig for
oh,
you.
Oh, what will he ponder?
Wild get reds, lusty blues, vibrant yellows.
Maybe it's a fish. Jesus Christ. Like, what is it, the cereal ad where they go?
Pink hearts, green clovers.
Yeah.
Magically delicious. Craig Wilson for Lucky Charms.
And, Leo, listen, now, if you're feeling up to it next week, honey.
Yeah,
you can join the fun. You can take every third paragraph if you like.
Yeah, we're gonna lobby for that.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We want you to join us.
Get that third paragraph.
But now let's get
and now,
what
in the same tone of which
oh yes.
You?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So I would have to just really pronounce my S's.
That's
yes,
it.
That's yes, right.
You're a natural.
You're a gorgy. You are gorgy. Craig Wilson. Just let me hear you say, Craig Wilson, the final word.
Craig Wilson, the final word.
So you can look forward to that next week, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what I think? I think we're going to pull the hook out of her mouth and put her in the boat.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I don't think we're going to toss. What that means is, if you go fishing, and first of all, when I go fishing, I urinate into
it. You got to take a nice tea bottle. For sure.
No, what it means is,
tastes better than sweet tea.
the reference was that it was a compliment for you that if you're out fishing, you get a fish and you take the hook out of its mouth, and if the fish is no good,
you throw it back.
Mm-hmm. But if you like the fish,
it's a keeper.
You put it in the boat.
And Dom was saying we got to put you in the boat.
You take it home and you eat it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You eat that fish.
Eat it.
Now it's going to get ugly again.
No, it's not. One of us.
We're trying to get her
comfortable. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Picture that. You, just naked, big frying pan.
Boy, you're you know?
Okay.
Wow, man. Yeah, man, oh, man.
Don't know what that means, but all right.
That's a compliment. If you were a fish.
You were going off on some interesting little fantasy
If I caught you and I was going to take you home and eat you like a fish.
Yeah, you're just almost getting to that part where it was legs akimbo.
Nice spreading.
Hello,
Rob, sandals are bad.
Yeah, rusty wrap. Yeah, and shocker, Rob had to jump in there, too.
Yeah, hold on, Buzz. Homosexual Joseph's on the phone. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing? You're getting that part down so well, the homosexual voice.
Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you, Joe.
You are so good on the show. I just want to tell you, it sounds so great to hear you.
Oh, thank you, darling.
And, you know, life is good.
Well, I'm glad you're doing okay. Joe, call earlier in the show, though.
I will.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Goodbye, darling.
One more, Joe. Ah, yes.
Buzz?
Yes.
What is your lead story tonight?
Today, of course, has Chandra Levy been found?
Oh, and I believe we'll have an exclusive.
Yeah.
Coming up.
It might be a revelation.
Really?
I bet it is. Yeah, it might be a revelation about an imposter.
I talk so bad, Buzz.
High tops are bad, Leah said, Rob.
In the meantime, we also want to call 1-800-877-365-3636. Try to give you $20,000.
Wow.
With a celebrity burp. Dial recklessly, you animals. Be the 100th caller. And stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
And comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK. 202-422-1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Damn right.
Everybody loves Donna Mike.
Yeah, almost everybody.
Good day to you, sir. I said good day. The Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow on the show, freak show, talent show, what would you do show?
Boy, it's going to be special. We got a lot of good freaks.
It's been a long time since we've done that. Great prize tomorrow. Vacation for two to Key West, Florida, courtesy of Corona Light.
All right.
Round trip air, hotel. Relax and enjoy a Corona Light. And $1,000 in cash.
That's a good prize.
Yeah. That's tomorrow, the free show, plus Robert the Angry Mailman and his racist KKK porn video.
Yeah, we better have a video, a TV. There you go. That's what I was looking
VCR
for. A television and VCR setup.
I got it covered, Mike.
We do love to look at television.
Yes, we love the television. I like turning on the box.
Magical box. The magical, as I call it, the Leah box.
The Leah box. Ooh. I love to turn it on and look at the King of Queens.
Hello. The Leah box.
Hello. Oops. Sorry, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah. Is this... Am I the one... I am the one to call.
What?
Okay, yeah.
I'm a...
You got it. What's your name, my friend?
Downtown.
Hey, where are you from?
Plainfield, New Jersey.
Leah, please do not mock our caller.
New Jersey's in the house.
You have won a Spy Game, the movie Spy Game. Don't miss a Spy Game premiering on pay-per-view May 24th.
I am Spy.
Comcast, On Demand, and Cox Cable. Now you're going to play for $20,000.
All right.
We're going to play you the celebrity burp.
Right.
I'm giving no clues except to say that it's a man.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's a man. You identify this man, and you will win...
$20,000.
20 grand.
Got
20
it.
Large. Wow. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Sammy Davis Jr.
And we wish you God speed.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There. There it is. Let me hear it again. Yeah. So easy. I feel like Alex Trebek. It's so easy when you know the answer.
And keep your eye on the sparrow.
Yeah. It's such a rush being Alex Trebek. Like, looking at the people on Jeopardy like, you friggin' retards.
Hey, right. Thanks a lot.
When he has all of the answers right in front of him.
Yeah, we who are retards salute you.
For $20,000, who is that?
Matt Damon.
The last guess was Ben Affleck.
Yeah, and I picked up on what you said afterwards, and if I were the caller, I would have guessed Matt Damon.
Matt Damon has been a guest on the show and has been a wonderful guest on the
show. Yes, he has, and you're offering $20,000. Is he right?
No.
Oh, we're sorry.
Lost again.
Good guess.
Yeah.
And don't forget that every guest...
I am, however, watching a love blossom with my sister and my friend Charlie as we speak.
Clear for you all?
They're writing love notes together.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Oh, Charlie's getting up and leaving.
Are they IMing each other?
No. Oh, no. They're writing actual notes together. To each other.
What do you mean, Charlie Broyle?
I'm trying to work. No, my friend Charlie Pena.
Oh, so there's a real Charlie there.
Who is this Charlie?
Charlie.
Charlie is a friend of ours.
Rob,
he has agreed to paint my kitchen for free.
Oh, really?
Just leave it.
Yes.
Leave it like this so I can play.
Get to know Charlie.
There you go.
Charlie Pena. Now, why
do you need your the thing painted for
kitchen.
Free.
Painted.
You know how small that room is, right? And everything goes on in there. Everybody eats in there and hangs out in that room.
Oh.
Remember I was complaining to you that nobody goes to the big living room?
Hey, listen. I know we got to get the buzz in this, but I want to tell you something.
Go ahead.
This is Leah. And I just want to say something. This is typical broad. This is a cunning behavior. This is right out of the Frida Source Handbook.
What's going on?
Tell me what.
I'm at Leah's house last Sunday night when we were going over the stuff for the show. And she had this room in her kitchen, that she's going to have painted.
Right.
She got three colors on the wall. The painters have come in with three different colors.
Right.
She says,
I've been there for 6 months.
She says to me, I'm going to have this room painted.
Mm-hmm.
Which color do you like? I say, I like the one on the bottom.
I like that one.
She says, that's the wrong answer.
No, that's not what I said. I said, why?
And I said,
then you told me your answer, and I said, but look at it with the floors. You have to look at it, like, with the whole, at it on that side of the room.
But I know what you're saying. That's a very female thing where you're asked, but there's really no need to ask.
You ask
because I think sometimes when men answer, they don't take everything into consideration. You take in the floors. You have to take in the curtains. You have to see how it looks in the sunlight.
It's a color. You like it or you don't.
You like it.
It's like picking out a hamster for your kid.
It was a real...
But he did pick the wrong one.
Well, then why was it, if it was a wrong color, why was it up on the wall as one of the choices?
I was hoping beyond hope that you picked the right one.
But why was it up as one of the three choices if it is already designated as a wrong color?
Well, I picked the color that I liked, and then the girl who was coming over here to paint, which she no longer has the job.
Oh, because of Charlie.
She said, I think these other two colors would look good. I said, okay, throw them up on the wall. She threw them up on the wall. I said, okay, so where's the gray coming in? I mean, it's all, I have green, I have beige, I have earth.
That's what I liked. It was kind of a metallic gray.
Yeah.
That's the one I liked.
Not only did that woman lose the job, but I have it on good authority that she will never be seen again. That's right. She's in the desert in a hole.
You should hear what she wanted. You know how small that room is? She wanted to charge me $1,800. Get the hell out of here.
Late at night.
The room is so small.
Right. You know what that is, Leah? That's wham for you. You know that? Walking around
what is
money.
That?
Honey, walking around money. Okay?
Yeah, no, that's not true.
You wipe your ass in the morning.
So I should pay more for paint on a wall because I have money?
Yes.
There are a lot of holes in the desert and late at night.
Oh, BS.
Nicole and Leah drove that painter out and buried her in the desert.
All right, Buzz, let's talk about Chandra. Everybody's talking about Chandra. I was just up in the office.
Yep.
Goddamn, CNN is on 24 hours a day. All they're doing is, it's a picture of Rock Creek Parkway.
Right.
They have no news, but they're staying with the picture of the forest.
This is huge. Here's what little we have.
Okay.
This morning, someone walking a dog found a human skull in Rock Creek Park in Washington, D.C. A squadron of police cars arrived to find the rest of a human skeleton, and the police chief says it's possible these are the remains of Chandra Levy, the former intern to Congressman Gary Kahn that's been missing for 1 year and 3 weeks now. Last year, D.C. police spent several months searching this very Rock Creek Park, which is about three times the size of New York Central Park. Now, Chief Ramsey says it'll take quite a bit of time to process the crime scene and to identify the remains. Right now, he says he cannot tell if the skeleton is that of a man, woman, or child.
Well, could a body, in that period of time, would a body totally decompose in a year's time?
In this climate, yeah, I think so. They say they also found bits of clothing, by the way, for what that's worth. The lead detectives from the Levy case are on the scene.
Hold on a second. Bugs, beware. I just like doing that with Ghostbusters.
Who are you going to call?
Bad Rob.
Rob Speedway.
I've never heard you do that before.
I've done it before.
Really?
Who are you going to call? Rob Speedway.
Do I get one of those?
We got to get Leah one.
Do I get one of those?
Yeah, get Leah a jingle.
So we don't have a shout. We just have this. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi there, I'm your Ghostbuster.
Rob Speedway.
All right, anyway. Let Buzz do his news.
I'm just breaking in because a Ghostbuster.
Right.
Is Chandra dead or not? Leah, you have no way of knowing this. For the last year, we have had, via secret communication, a woman claiming to be Chandra Levy in a hole somewhere, I believe, with a, what kind of...
I have a piece of PVC pipe.
a piece of PVC
like,
pipe.
Oh,
right?
My God, it's been so long since you've talked to me.
I sure
What's all this stuff about finding the body? I'm still alive. I'm down here in an underground grave that's got a piece of PVC pipe that I can breathe through, that I can feed through. It's all a bunch of lies.
Now,
it's a bunch of lies. They're all full of it. Leave me inside my body. I'm alive. I've been talking to you. Why don't you know that? Why don't you know that?
Now, are you in fact Chandra Levy, or are you someone pretending to be Chandra Levy?
Of course I'm Chandra Levy. Of course I'm Chandra Levy. I've been down here talking to you for a week's time. I am the intern. I'm not a body in a park. I'm here alive. I'd like to talk to you right now. I'm tired of hamburgers, too. All they feed me down here is hamburgers. I'm so frustrated. But I'm watching TV again. They give me a little battery-operated television. And I'm watching television. They're talking about me. Yeah. And I feel like just screaming from the highest mountain, let me out of here so I can show the world that I'm Chandra Levy. Leave me. I've lost a tremendous amount of weight.
So, in fact,
not bad.
That's not true. I'm lying. I'm actually up to 270 pounds.
So, actually, the body that they found today is not you.
No, it's not me at all. It's just another one of those bodies you find in what it used to be the murder capital of the world, Washington, D.C. I'll tell you right now, I'm so frustrated that I'm going to call my own Ghostbuster. If you know what his name is,
I bet I do.
Rob Spiewak.
There you go. I'm so frustrated right now. Tell the truth, Buzz. Tell the truth that I'm alive. I'm somewhere in the desert underground.
I only hope you're right, Sean.
Like this is such a light drag. Such a total light drag.
All right,
you know?
Talk to you soon, honey.
Oh, like, forget about it.
All right. And finally, do you have a message for Gary Condon?
Yes, just follow the smell of ass and you'll find me. Like, okay, you bastard. Incredible, unbearable bastard.
All right.
He's an incredibly unbearable bastard.
You live.
Bye, Sean.
All right, stick your hails, angels, on me.
Bye-bye. Buzz, we got... somebody wasted so much time with Ghostbusters.
That's too bad.
Oh, now, listen, you don't want to laugh, but I hear someone laughing. I hear someone laughing.
She's in love,
Charlie. We've been doing that for a long time.
That equals funny.
Mm-hmm.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. H to the Izzo. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you can make me laugh.
Well, I'm saying. You know why you're laughing? Because I'm serious about it.
Buzz, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Abercrombie & Fitch at it again. The controversial clothing chain is now selling thong underwear for young girls. One thong for a 10-year-old girl carries the words eye candy and wink wink.
Oh, F that crap.
As a father of a 6-year-old daughter, that pisses me off.
Rightfully so.
It is really disgusting.
It is. It's absolute. You know, hey. God damn it.
Could you imagine taking your little angel out of the bathtub? Here you go. Put on your little J-string.
Yeah, and you know, everybody, cool down.
It's disgusting.
Settle down.
You're a father of a boy. You don't understand.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
That really, really makes me mad that they do that on a large scale.
A&F's
been
gross.
Criticized before for its provocative catalogs. Last month, it pulled a line of T-shirts that set off protests from Asian Americans who said the shirts reinforce negative stereotypes. One marketing expert recently said he thinks the company is marketing controversy to boost sales.
Well, yes. Good for them.
It was only yesterday that the FBI warned the New York landmarks are possible terror targets. And this morning, police shut down the Brooklyn Bridge for a while after someone found a suspicious package. Turned out to be nothing, and traffic, of course, is moving across the bridge again.
It was a knapsack with nothing in it.
Yesterday, the FBI...
You know, more power to those guys up there. We know them. We're up there every week, though, and they're working their asses off when this kind of stuff happens.
Keeping their eyes peeled.
And our hearts go out to them.
The FBI told city officials it's gotten tips that terrorists have made general threats against New York's landmarks, including the Statue of Liberty and the Brooklyn Bridge. New York's Mets pitcher Mike Piazza says...
He's not a pitcher,
Buzz. I'm sorry.
How about
catcher? New York Mets. He's a catcher, yes.
How about
catching, not pitching.
Targeting the home of Ken Stevens.
Yeah, amen. Mets catcher Mike Piazza says he's not gay.
Listen to me, I'm not gay.
Uh-huh.
The New York Post published a rumor.
Neither is Craig Wilson.
The New York Post published a rumor to that effect Monday without mentioning a specific name. Paper did that after Mets manager Bobby Valentine said in an interview that he thinks baseball is ready for a gay player. A lot of eyes quickly turned to Piazza, and reporters circled him in Philadelphia yesterday, just before the Mets were shut out by the Phillies 4-0.
I'm the queer of the $4 bill.
Nope. Quoting him, I'm not gay, I'm heterosexual, I date women, end quote.
You know, why was it focused on him?
Because he's so pretty.
Is that, yeah, because he's pretty. He did the shampoo commercials.
Dreamy.
But why did Bobby Valentine's say, why did he come out and say that? What was the point?
Nobody knows why he came out and said that. He said it in an interview in an upcoming issue of Details magazine.
I think it's just a smokescreen to pull attention away from Don Zimmer.
It's not the wrong team, Rob.
He's a Yankee. I know,
he's a Yankee coach.
Still.
Right.
Still, just look at him.
In sports, the Yankees started an afternoon game against Toronto with a six-game winning streak. The Yanks have won 13 of their last 14 and have pulled within a game of first-place Boston in the American League East.
And they'll be in first place by the end of the weekend. As I mentioned before, I'm traveling to Boston for that series this weekend. Those are two guaranteed Yankee victories.
Voodoo O'Mara.
The Red Sox fan, I will guarantee the loss.
We'll be there.
Yes,
listen, WNEW New York. Love you. See you tomorrow.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
And finally, Jehovah loves the little children, and a Philadelphia man was telling the kids about this at a bus stop in Burlington Township last Thursday. And then, according to police, the 23-year-old Jehovah's Witness took off all of his clothes. Police say Saeed Sadat was still naked when he ran into the woods and that he did put up a bit of a struggle. He was then arrested for indecent exposure.
Oh, God.
I'm Buzz Burbank. Witness this on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. We gotta go.
Well, that gotta get a job at Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah. We gotta go. Back tomorrow with the Freak Show.
And Robert the Angry Mailman and his racist porno and Mr. 40 and Grady Smokes.
Fantastic.
And the trip to Key West. And listen, good day to you, ma'am.
I said good day, sir.
Good day to you, 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 sir.
Yeah.
Can you?
Oh, you know what?
No.
Yeah, I think I will.
Yeah, let's try it together.
Yeah, I'll try it towards Don Zimmer.
Okay, all right.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Members of the Don and Mike Show travel by Amtrak. Take three round trips on Acela Express before June 30th and get 10,000 Amtrak guest reward points. See Amtrak.com for details. Acela Express. Keep moving. Is the Don and Mike Show.